Just a little warning, this podcast does contain some crude language. If you're easily offended, this is maybe not the podcast for you.
Fat bar. On a bar. Millionaire. Short breed. Cycling. SPL, EPL, Highland League, Sausage Roll, Sledging, Dude Called Salmon.
Sports. Sports. Sports.
Sports.
Dear Barry, 1 minute seems hardly enough to show how much we care for all the fucking nonsense you spout and for all the stories that you share. You built your own house, not many can. Then you killed a fucking cat, for fuck's sake, man. And still we clap every fucking week, thankful for you and your pals and for the shite that you all speak. 60 seconds, it's not a lot really, much like the hair on your head, and it certainly doesn't take a minute for you to lose your shit at shed. Then give it another minute, and you'll have another go, while Dunk and Mike kick back, happy to watch the show. Just like the rest of us, it's a beautiful thing, thank you for your time and for the joy that you bring. It only takes a minute, Mass, to fall in love, so said take that. Keep laughing, keep clapping. Yours, at least for a minute. Matt.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah! Yeah! Cheers, Matty, the bard for that.
Bardy boy.
The bardy boy. Aye.
Class.
He nails it, does he?
He does.
He's good, like. Who are you?
Can we speak about shit songs?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. My new song about Beyonce.
Yeah.
Give it a worst song in the history of music is it's out right now.
Is it?
Heather on the Hill.
Oh
honest to fuck.
That's Scottish boy.
Is he Scottish?
Is that the posty?
Aye, him and once was a fish.
Heather on the Hill. Fucking come on.
Did you go like
It's like a Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran.
Is it worse
than Scottish? Because it's got Scottish words in it.
Ken, you're warm as amber whiskey.
He's zoomed in every Caledonia.
They use every stereotype of Scottish word.
Bug pipes.
Bonnier than Heather on the Hill.
Oh, I've heard that. Shocking. Making millions, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah?
Making millions, Steve.
You had a good song choice this week, so I was listening to a bit of Cliff, was you?
I was listening to him. I was speaking with Guilty.
Devil Woman's a great tune, isn't it?
Devil Woman in
Wire for Sound.
Wire for Sound's time, wasn't it?
Couldn't get out of my head after I'd seen a clip. I was like,
the needle to the plastic. AMFM.
He's definitely a guilty pleasure. I like a Young Ones. That's a good
Young Ones.
That's a guilty pleasure for him.
Young Ones. He got off with it.
Innocent.
Innocent. Who are you, Mass?
Aye, who are you?
Clunable. Right.
I was born the 15th of October 1971. I'm 5'10". I spent my whole career in England at 12 different clubs.
Can I guess?
Mm-hmm. Aye.
I'll do it. Kevin Phillips.
Mm-mm. I'll take a guess.
Go on.
Steve Claridge.
Nope.
I'm going to get to talk a guess now because I'm waiting for the next thing because I think I can it.
You're on your own. I was capped 15 times for England, scoring one goal against Albania in March 2001.
It's near him.
2001.
Mm-hmm. March 2001. I was capped 15 times for England, scoring one goal against Albania in March 2001.
What did you say, Dunk?
Steve Claridge.
What did you say, Mike?
You shouldn't be listening.
I can't tell him, Mike. I can't mind what you said either.
Neither do I.
Kevin Phillips.
Aye. You want to hear pop shit?
No, because I'm a wrong nationality.
Okay. Oof. Clue number three. My honours include 5 Premier Leagues, 2 FA Cups and a Champions League.
I'll guess. Paul Scholes.
Nope.
12 clubs.
12 clubs.
Oh, 12 clubs, I should.
5 Premier Leagues.
That's a good one. Won a Champions League and had 12 clubs.
I thought I would give the club a while. Like.
Oops.
If you give, if you get your dates in hand and can his age and
aye.
Anybody want to stop?
No.
Right, we're going to move on to 4. I played 646 senior games and scored 289 goals. Glenn Hoddle didn't select me for the 98 World Cup, remarking that I need 6 chances to score 1 goal.
Take a guess. Andy Cole.
Yep. Andy Cole.
Ah, nice one.
He had as much clubs as that, did he?
12, aye.
Gee.
Fucking hell.
Somebody's been shot.
Somebody's just been shot outside a window.
There's a terrorist attack in Turra. What the fuck is that?
Aye.
That does actually sound like somebody, a gun, does it?
Somebody's went postal to Gopi.
Somebody's went full Michael Douglas.
I hope I is not actually a terrorist attack. Make it scrap us up.
Because that would be a new low for us.
I'm mocking a terrorist attack.
Just lock that door, don't just
unless it's like 40 people killed, including 4 local podcasters.
Sign off with a good email, boys.
So, last clue, I was one half of a deadly United duo.
Cole and York.
Superb.
Andy Cole. Dunk off a mark, though.
Mm-hmm.
2 points for Dunk.
Well done, Dunk.
12 points, man.
Well done.
Mm.
Find my wee go-to here.
So, I'll be fine.
Not that bad, mate. Not bad, bad.
Did you say, for how many caps did he? 15.
15,
no.
Yeah.
One goal.
One goal,
yeah. A good return for England, but... Was that again through the golden generation or not?
No, they're good strikers.
No, they're good strikers. Oh, good stuff. I'll be fine. I'm just concerned.
6 chances, one goal, that doesn't sound right, does it?
No.
And I read that.
Standard for a Man United player, isn't
it? He might have been off a bench a lot, but not 15 games.
No, I think he was just speaking about him in general.
Oh, right, okay.
I presume. You're not going to get 6 chances in an international game, are you?
No.
Unless it's San Marino.
I thought he had more goals than that for his span of his career, like how it started.
Mm-hmm.
12 clubs.
Because he's got 185 Premier League goals.
Right. Ah, he's Blackburn, started at Arsenal,
Fulham, Man City,
Birmingham,
Newcastle,
Man City.
He loads at Newcastle and loads at Man United, so he scored
moved
much after that.
The leagues as well. Mm-hmm. Portsmouth, was it? And Barnsley.
Did he stop because of illness?
He
said a new lover or something. Lover or
kidneys. His cousin gave him a kidney. I'm sure it was his cousin or his uncle.
Because
his face went off a swollen.
It went all weird looking.
Like a bag of coal. So I'll be fine.
Aye.
It's the third time you've asked that.
Aye. Three.
Well, you fucking need to be answered.
I fucking did. I said it was fine. Oh. I'm not fine now.
How was your update weekend?
Hey, go on, Mike.
Change up.
Very quiet. I've been decorating that weekend.
All right. How's it going?
Done. It's all done. So skimming.
It's the end of your talent, is it?
Skimming was and just
aye, a bit of blistering.
Just holes and aye. Bits and bobs like that. Then painting, then done that paneling stuff with the MDF.
Oh, yeah, so the
MDF paneling. So it looks like it's got a panelled bar behind the bed and all that. So it's all done.
It's a different. You can tell if it's a DIY decoration to a professional job, though, can you? I think so. You step into somebody's house, and go, he did that himself.
Oh, aye.
That's not painting and decorator.
Getting nasty about working.
I've just never seen it, so.
I'm speaking about just in general. Like you're tiling. Tiling the bottom church terrace.
Oh, 1900.
And he had a wee toilet. Used to have barbecue sheds. Used to have that wee toilet at the back. And you go out there for a piss and the tiling of him the toilet. It was me a grout and tiles.
Stuff a legend, honestly. What a good job I made.
Oh, I wish I'd seen a photo. That was a 4 of phones. A chance.
What a laugh. I'm sure proud of it.
I did do taping and painting one for 6 months.
Did you?
Taping though. Was he taping?
I was taping.
Aye.
I used to do the corners shit like that.
You hear Marcy's father roaring it.
But the boy I was working with, he didn't have the good bits, had the easy bits. I got the shit bits. So that'd be a crap job, like. But
the DIY, I can make a mistake. I just painting it once, one coat, and thinking that's okay.
Nah, enough.
That tackle painting, like,
nah. The wife does our painting.
Aye.
Well, dad did it in his new house, like,
aye.
But
aye. Mm-hmm. Shows. But so it was a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I was kind of at all weekend. But apart in between that, I was watching the golf Friday night, Saturday night. Saturday night, wife made his fish and chips at home, tartar sauce, a couple of beers, watched the golf, ace.
Nice.
And Sunday, again, what was it in Sunday? I've done the panelling on Sunday, other MDF stuff. Just silicone on, can stick it on. Fucking dog going to road, fucking silicone out of the dog's tail.
Oh, no, was that? No. You have to cut it off.
Cut it off.
I need the tail.
I just got a dog's throat. I just cleaned the best of a can, and it's hardened up a bit, so we'll kind of cut it when it gets aroused a wee bit longer.
No animals were hurt by making this podcast.
So then Sunday night, a wife treated me, and we got up to the golf course for the carvery Sunday night.
Fine.
Then again, Sunday Masters Sunday night. So that was the weekend, as much and such as very quiet.
Tiny.
Your shell shed?
Chipper for Friday.
I like the way you looked at me. You're just expecting criticism.
I was like, I'll wind myself. Chipper on Friday. At least
I thought. Who stopped? Okay, we'll just get a chipper.
It's why Hame for work. She says, foot far are you? I says, forever. Pick up Erin for 5 weeks. She was at her balls. She says, fits for supper.
Hang on.
You fancy it? Okay. Picked up a chipper at YM. So it was fine.
Sheila Thor.
Poker.
What'd you hear?
I had southern fried chicken and chips.
That sounds fine.
That's fine. Big chicken breasts with southern fried ruscalino. That's fine.
I'm not saying that. Give me I'm nothing to say. I was telling, if you've nothing good to say, then I say that.
You also didn't listen.
That's coming.
My dick feels alright, by the way.
Okay, I'll stop speaking. Poker Friday night, knees. Got beat two hands in the bounce. Had flopped a straight, got done by a flush. Near bluffed my light as well. And then got down with a pair of queens I had against trip five. So I was that fucked within two hands. Saturday, out cycling Saturday.
Yes.
Me and Gary Webb up a leaning tree, up by Seggett. Rothy, Orba Blackford, Rooney Barker, Col Salmon, stopped at Kellick Bank for a fly.
Right. Do you hear? I've seen
pancakes.
Pancakes with maple syrup and bacon.
Tidy.
Nice.
Oh, very nice.
Looked fine before you.
Yeah. It was lovely. Mm-hmm. Then Oracle Salmon.
Did you? I must have been painful.
It was.
After the pancakes.
But after they being fit for a while.
Especially if you're halfway up in the you're halfway up in your Strava tell you that you were, that was your PB gone.
Gone.
just when you first hell and then. That's fucking soul destroying for me.
So that was fine. Tooted about Saturday night.
You must have hummed and hey do that, did you?
No, it was decided.
You just made a decision.
Who made the call? You?
We usually force you to go up there. Because you're right for avoiding that, are you?
He's trying to hang you here.
Just go up to Col Salmon and you're like, ugh, all right then.
Has he just made it up?
Mate healthier's me.
I don't think so.
I'm just marking it up. It's really me.
Okay, but it can't be a thought after you've jumped.
If you're the fittest you've ever been in your life, the Col Salmon's a thought.
It's a thought. But I prefer it than Gumby in the Sack and Lone Street.
Pita?
I prefer it than the Sack and
Lone Street. Because it's a lot shorter.
It is.
And I'd throw it shite for some reason, is it? There's a wee hill. Just off a main road.
Off a street, up a hill.
It's not a big hill, but for some reason, it's just shite.
So I did that, and then next Saturday night, refereeing Sunday. Kids didn't hear a game Sunday, they're free weekend, so just because the wife fixtures run out, so I had an under-14s match, Mormon Thistle versus Bunkery Eagles.
Good game. All right. So, Stricken, aye.
Pitches at the back of Richie Hall.
Aye.
Finished 2-0 Mormon, which is a fair result, actually. Fair result. Good game.
Reds?
Nope.
Pennies?
No.
Easy date, office.
Easy date.
Fuck, I was getting excited when you started speaking about a referee.
Easy date. Two teams just went out and played football, and I was just hardly a free kick in the game.
Was there?
That's because I didn't get on it. Just let him get on with it. Nah, it was fine. 2-0. A lot up front, played for Stricker, was a decent enough player.
Do you buff a beach in that before you go?
Of course, you've got to set an example.
Correct.
Do you prefer a game or... This is fucking near free kick. This is easy, Uzi.
Or a needle.
Nae bother. Or do you want a bit of action?
Bit of action.
Depends on my humour. See, on Sunday, I was like, I can't afford a game. It was getting. It was a C League game. No offence to the C League, but it was a C League game, and the two teams were nothing really to play for. Ken, so you can't. It was going to be an easy day, probably an easy game. So you're you're in a mindset of a bit of.
But if you've got Kirkcorth against somebody, you've tuned in for some action.
Finely tuned, Ken.
As a fan spitting a player's face or something like that, you're like, oh, for
fuck's sake, I'm going to deal with this.
Somebody calls you a cunt. So,
I am no. Mom. You can't say that. Right? Can you do anything if you get abuse for the sidelines?
You can't.
Can you?
You can't in the kids' football because they've all signed a code of conduct, parents.
Is that right?
And you have to do it through the coaches, because you could go to the coach and say, well, this isn't acceptable. Mm-hmm. You'll have to ask them to be removed for the thing, because they've signed a code of conduct, and if they didn't do it, well, I can abandon the game if I want. Yeah, I would, but
it would talk something major.
It would be a major incident.
Somebody chasing you with a wheelchair.
Four or five folk trying to chase him, kick him at the same time.
Like Benny Hill. No, they've all signed a code of conduct, so if they're associated with the club, the club can get in serious trouble for it as well. Yeah. Like, so, because that's the last thing you want to do is the kids getting abuse and shite like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, easy game. Sunday, so it was fine.
Good. Sunday night,
Just flicked it back before golf.
Aye,
wasn't it really exciting, was it?
No, I went to bed early Sunday.
Yourself, don't feed me up the weekend.
Just went for a couple of days in Dundee.
Oh, Dundee, aye. How was it? It looked a nice lodge.
Aye, it was good. Kids are away all the time. It's fine. Plenty of places to walk. Went to Camperdown. Heard it was brilliant. Bit overhyped for me.
Was it?
Aye. Boring for me.
Aye.
The bear was quite interesting. But apart from that, I'd heard Abby say it was brilliant to me.
Aye.
Didn't really. Been to Camperdown?
Nah.
You?
Nah.
You?
Nah.
Would it be a wildlife park or?
Didn't Dundee in it?
Aye.
Just.
Okay. I was at a place once and there was only one dog. It's a shit zoo.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus
fucking hell.
That's fucking terrible.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. So, I was out there a couple of days. That was fine. And then Friday had a golf day. A clinger golf day at Marker. Hard course. Well, I played it once before, but like about a 4-club wind. It's just brutal. I think I had about 15 points. Unbelievable. Good though. Quite funny because a couple of lads in my team turned up with shorts because it was a fine day.
No.
Soon as the sun went away, I was on the ninth, frozen. One of them was Gil's brother, but I was like, almost had hypothermia by the time we finished. Like, that's Aberdeen in a nutshell, innit? Doing it at a beach. Doesn't matter how fine a day it is. I had two jackets on and a hat by the end of it. He stares at shorts, fucking frozen stuff. That was Friday, Saturday. Obviously, it was golfing amongst that. Saturday, Don's game. A Chinese on Saturday night, and then Sunday just lazy day.
Aye,
good though.
Yeah,
fine to get a break for work.
Good. Shamas,
and they go to poker Friday. Masters was on, so I just wanted to sit and watch that, chill out again. So didn't I go to poker? I was working Saturday morning, so I couldn't get out in the bike either. So I was working in West Hall, and then had a meal at night. Saturday night, went to five.
Oh, fine.
Treated the wife. Well done. Rude.
Oh. Aye. Well done. Aye.
For putting up with me.
Foster's romance is dead.
Aye. So, did you like you were, Mike.
Aye.
Aye.
So I had a starter, calamari.
Oh, aye.
Rubbery.
Aye. Was it?
Well, half a rubbery.
Cooked too long.
Well, I thought, is this a white... Katie, I always get calamari, kind of, and I... Yeah, she I goes, oh, you want a bit of aye? And I taste it. Oh, it's fine, I'm hearing that next time. Right. But I got it and it was fucking...
Isn't that right?
You could pull it and it would have fucking stretched for miles, again. Mm-hmm. And snapped back.
Ding!
So, it was fine, but it was just...
Aye.
It was rubbery.
Aye.
And I had a steak and chips, so they asked for medium rare.
Mm-hmm.
She was fucking blue, like, blue. Aye, rare, you whore.
Aye, almost alive.
So I'm not that fussy, Ken. Okay? I'll eat a rare steak, but this was on bordering on fucking
too rare.
Flipping off a plate, like.
Oh. Aye.
And the chips were...
So did you put it back?
Peel it? No, I'm not complaining in a restaurant. I'm not complaining in a restaurant, I just daggle back. Aye.
That's your premise.
Because I've got a hang in my head. If you put food back. And I had chips with it.
Peely Wally.
Fucking. Not enough chips either. I do like heaps of chips.
Regardless of that.
They came in that stupid little buckets. Can that silver bucket?
Yeah, we ate them.
Can you? It comes in that and I just pick it up and cow put on my plate. Stop them doing that.
I just laugh when you shed a foodie and he just sits at us describing.
So, and it actually got prawns with it, chili and tomato prawns.
Oh,
it's got surf and turf. Oh. They were fine.
Aye.
They were fine. But can the steak was fine, but it was. A bit on the rare side for
okay.
me. Chips weren't great.
Do you get a book of garney stuff, like a mushroom and a tomato and all that?
I had a big fucking Club. Tomato with the skin off, but she'd been cooked again. So, it was just a tomato. And then I'd stick it off, toffee pudding. You can't have that. You can't go wrong.
Nah. No way.
It was like lukewarm.
Oh no.
Needs to be piping it. Burn the top of your fucking moo. But this was like fucking just warm and name it.
So, we can safely say it wouldn't be happening again.
So, it was
enamored.
Expensive, you. Holy fuck.
Was man. It, aye?
It was £50 for a steak and chips.
Aye.
Oh, and I had another tenner for the prawns. Between the two of us, it was
expensive in Aberdeen.
£123 for the two of us. Had 2 pints, 3 courses each. Like, and Katie, maybe had a peroni, one peroni.
I think we was there. It was dearer for the two of us than I was the just call it place White Heather for 6 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner time.
What?
I didn't have time.
I was dinner time. Different. But still,
I thought I was dear. Like, can I? I die usually moan about prices, but the fucking Jesus. The work a hell left I need.
Fucking hell. Should have just took a McDonald's.
I thought I did.
It was a fine night, or did you go for a beer afterwards?
Well, we went to TSB for a pint beforehand, and then just caught the end of Man United game. It was funny because I see kind of penalty thing will come to Justice League and. I gave a boy Kent I was there or no, but I just heard a boy going shouting, going,
"That's right,
Sheddle want that overturned." I thought that was funny. So it's like, "I fuck you, right, you will be." A wife had a salmon tartare. Kimchi.
Oh, aye.
Oh, kimchi.
Said that was really fine. Yeah. Like, not my cup of tea, no. Like, I don't like salmon.
Okay.
Taste.
Tartare's like it's just raw, is it?
She had a chicken parmesani with chips.
Parmigiana.
Oh, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. So
anything they had doing Newcastle, Parmo.
I like it.
Chicken parmesan. Mm-hmm. Is that fine? Pasta?
Chips.
Oh,
and a creme brulee.
Oh, fine.
See, I wouldn't have none of that chips.
That's what you're missing.
But she moaned about it. She said the creme brulee, the hard bit in the top should be hating. It was not
The thing crushed.
She said it was not hate enough.
All right, so.
Could be hate at the top and call the bottom.
And then also, we was late. So 8 o'clock, I like a late kind of. Oh. I know, I like that. And but they were fucking. We're needing the place cleared up. They weren't.
Enough to make me feel.
But after the team were the main, they didn't ask why you went on a dessert menu. So it was sitting there for ages. Can somebody come in with a dessert menu? So I had to put my hand up again, like I'm in school.
School, man. In the toilet.
Hey, can I get a dessert menu, Ken? I never is. Fucking teen ages to come, so. I got my back up a bit of that, and
it's scary how similar me and Marcy are from around here.
So I mean, but I once it was finished, went due to TSB for a, it was fucking hoaching though. Was it?
That days have gone, aren't they? Hoaching boozers, aren't they?
Young,
you're just like, get me out of here.
Too noisy.
Me and my wife were sitting at a table, made a few nips. She goes, I'm ready for him. I goes, say am I. So I just went him about half 11, something like that. Had a few dramas, like, so I caught the end of the Masters and by him, that was my Saturday night, like,
Sunday.
Oh, I got Jane stopped me. I coined Jane for a selfie. she said, it's Bob Barron's missus. So she stopped me for
Bob, a big runner, Bob.
Got a wife in and
Bob kept Bob for years,
She said, if you sex me and I go home and tell Bob, he'll be fair chuffed. I says, nah, I'm happily married.
This
is a selfie will hit it suffice.
She put you on the spot, yeah?
Nah, she didn't actually say it. Obviously. But I can read a female man.
Like up film.
Woman one. Hi, Mel Gibson. That's a great film.
Great.
Good. So, felt like a bit of celebrity here. Was I getting mentioned at the cases? I had to mention it. Sunday was just the usual for me, lazy. A walk and looked after a kid's Katie painted the shed. That says, I bet I get murdered for that.
Why is Katie painting the shed?
She offered, so. Oh, you go.
She offered, we said,
I bought a pin and I bought brushes, right?
Aye.
So, brand new brushes, thought she'd be happy if we got new brushes, but. Can the brushes were covered up, so for letting the cover off, they were cutting hand brushes.
Oh no!
Cut the diagonal.
Must have been on ages.
So my dad told her to get it's opaque, it's dear as fuck, and it's like solvent based.
Okay,
but it gives you a shed a good coverage. Can.
Aye,
obviously sticks.
Aye,
but yeah, Peter wife, I was looking at Wendy, she was brushing with two hands.
Was she?
Yeah, I'm getting tired.
Like karate kid.
Stuffed juke as fuck.
She was fucking, she was about 7-8 hours, Ken.
What? That is commitment.
But I tell you, you look after Ronnie for 7-8 hours, you was wishing you was you paying that.
I'm telling you.
Relentless. Oh, just non-stop.
You've no idea. Honest as fuck. Then, Sunday night, watched the end of Masters. And that was my weekend.
No,
So well done to wife. I was proud of her.
Aye. Well done, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
She'll listen.
She missed her a bit.
I thanked her in the morning before she went, dude.
Oh dear. Yeah. Did you do any ironing or anything?
No.
That good stuff. Crack on with the sport this weekend, Highland League.
Oof.
Bucky and Brecon now both in the same points. Only four goals difference.
Mm-hmm. 4 games in 7 days, Bucky. I think if they win all their games this week, I think they're favourites.
Well, that'll be a league finish.
League finish, 2 games left each. So they've got in Brora.
Has it finished this weekend?
Last game on Saturday.
Brecon's got Keith in Brora. In Bucky has got
Faith away for him.
Keith Brecon tonight.
That's right.
Then Bucky have got Strathspey.
Away.
And then the last day they've got in
Keith at home.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be goal difference if you get four.
It's going to go to goals, isn't it? Yink.
Brock's first Brock got again.
Strath and Brora.
If they playing Strath then, that must be Thursday night.
No, they're playing Strath on Saturday and they're playing Brora
morning. Brora, aye, morning, aye.
Oh, tough in the morning.
Titty Brock.
So Fajinks in the driving seat.
Brecon.
I think
Brecon. Just. They've got tougher games, I think.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Away to Keith and away to
Brora.
I think Brock's needing a miracle.
Aye.
Because they are 9, 8 goals ahead.
8 goals ahead.
But they've got Strathspey. But far they got?
Brora,
aye. So I can't see him. Nah. And even if they made up 8 goals, they'd need
Bucky and
Bethel, Bucky and
to drop points.
And breaking to lose a game. Aye. Well, Bucky is not getting to lose to Strathspey, are they?
Yeah.
No, because Bucky beat Strathspey other night here, no? 6-1. 6-1.
6-1 last night.
Last night, so.
So between Bucky and Beacon.
Yeah. Farver wins. Well, I think Beacon will win both games. I think Beacon will sneak it in goal difference.
Goal difference. A lot will depend on tomorrow's night of how much goals Bucky can get face Strathspey.
Aye, yeah.
Tight, like, very tight.
It's good. Tight, like, because they could mark it up so it's like going into Saturday, fucking no goals. So it's that, they just winning, fucking winning a mess. Mind Rangers and Celtic went that years ago.
Is it a chopper, no? Chopper
Bucky. Keith's going to get a gee bucket an easy run.
Nah,
an easy game. No way.
Because they drew it again against all undefeated in the last 12.
No, but Keith got beat.
Did they?
Because got beat by Bucky a couple weeks ago, did they name him?
Aye, they did.
Keith got beat by Wick.
Yeah, we no, there's no last time I've seen.
So it's as I say, goal difference could be in.
That's what it should be. That's what a proper league's about.
You think you should go head to head?
No.
First, and then go to goal difference, I think. Mm. That's why I would hate it personally.
No, because our goal difference is then over the Saturday's four games of the season.
You've got two teams absolutely deadlocked. Ken, okay, my goal difference might be slightly different, but fit did the D against each other might be a fairer wire.
It's fit like Spain does that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Spain, yeah.
He'd first, did he? Because you could think, well, Strathspey maybe had a shit team out against Bucky, but didn't they have a shit team out against...
head to head is like Bucky might have had a full strength team against Brecon's weakened team when they played each other. So the goal difference is an average or a hail season your hail games rather than just
goal difference for me team. Like that's
goal difference for me as well.
Yeah,
I like a head to head, but I wouldn't. I like that. It's a heeksy peeksy goal difference, a good idea in it and all, like, but
it's mad. That's like the last three seasons, isn't it? That's
winter. Right. You could get a scenario in Saturday of three teams can still win it.
Which is fucking ideal.
Brock outside chance can.
Imagine a Brock do it.
I can. Because you could get to their Bucky and Brecon are so desperate to win they're going forward, trying to get goals and then the other team breaks and scores and then Brock's
thinking about the thinking if it's score another game, if it's score another game as well.
Brock, so I think there's any pressure on Brock because they've come out of Nay.
Yeah.
And if they can win their couple of games, then we'll see for that Duxus.
Can you imagine Brock has a better start this season? They must be kicking themselves.
Also think of the points Bucky's through the whack.
Brecon is well to a certain extent.
Roughly the same with them. Yeah. See the games this year. Is Brecon at home or away?
Brecon's away to Brora.
Because normally about 2 o'clock kickoff it was at home for Brecon, but obviously it's going to be a 3 o'clock for both games.
Aye, to be 3 o'clock kickoff, sorry.
You'd like.
I think of it. Can Bucky go be lossy?
I can.
If they just got a draw that game, they'd be in the driving seat.
Drew against the Vale.
Vale, aye. And then beat him 6-1 like a week later, 2 weeks later.
Aye. I'll be keeping close tabs in the Fitba North on the Twitter.
Aye, on Saturday, definitely. Definitely.
I might even appear again.
Keith.
I'm not going Brora.
No.
Is it Keith Bucky?
Bucky Keith.
Aye, maybe.
Bucky Keith, I mean.
Bucky.
It'd be a fair crowd because Bucky carry a fair.
Aye, they do.
We was up at we watched the decider last year, mate. Up at Bucky.
It was a bit anti-climax, though.
It was big test.
What a terrible game, was it?
Exactly.
I suppose goals a lot made a couple of goals at end.
Later on, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Breaking
fans come running onto pitch, fucking sliding, sliding on their knees in front of Bucky fans, getting out of that. Kid.
I don't fancy doing that.
No, it's funny.
No, good stuff. Aye, so in Tara, they drew another 0-0 against Lossie.
End of season stuff, is it?
Definitely. I think that's
3-6-1s. I wonder if it odds you get in the book of you if you put on a 3-6-1s.
That's weird, isn't it?
See, boy, you put your bookies on for the three games.
Cash out.
14 quid.
If it far was it Villa?
Villa to beat Arsenal.
Ross County
to beat Rangers.
And Palace to beat.
Palace to beat Liverpool. So you obviously cashed out after
the Rangers. Cashed out. With the game, it made the best chance. Like, even though it was Villa against Arsenal, it was probably the best chance of getting a result.
Good. Before we move on to the SPL, another thing in North FIPA, see Tara Thistle are looking for a new management. Put application in.
You can.
Yeah.
I fight on, mate.
Any ideas for you would bring forward if he was
getting... Maybe buy him or 2 Bamford FC.
Yeah.
if it would be the kind of rules and regulations.
I've been playing out there,
black boots. Black boots.
Black boots, definitely. Marcy says, nae playing out for the bar.
Nae cutting socks.
Nae cutting socks. Nae grip socks.
4-4-2.
4-4-2, big man up top.
Nae necessarily. You've got to be flexible.
No.
You can change.
4-5-1 if you're fucking away at home.
Aye.
Three can court or somewhere like that.
5-2 if you're going for it.
Nae Under Armour.
No.
Oh, no.
Nae Under Armour.
No. Black boots, do we say black boots?
Nay, political statements.
Nay, rainbow armbands.
You must have a record.
rainbow laces, none of that, keep up.
And if you get beaten by me on one goal on a Saturday, you're nearly allowed to go out on Saturday
night. No, you can't go out Saturday night.
If you get beat.
Nay till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
And if you div go out, you're getting fined.
Aye. Nae laughing if you get beat.
Nae allowed a war on stag dues or only shit.
No. You're gone.
You've committed to your season of fit bar. So it starts in August all the way through to finish time. If you only shite, if you're nae suspended.
Aye. You're here every week.
You're here every week, even if you're suspended and injured. You have to attend.
You're doing a warm up.
That's harsh.
Too far.
If you're suspended and injured, I think you can get a weekend off amateur fit bar.
Have to attend the games. If it's a point,
you have to attend team. Attend training.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I definitely.
Every week.
That's a non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
Tell you another non-negotiable. Nay Ed Sheeran in the team playlist.
Or AC/DC.
Name music. That's fine. Name music in the dressing room.
Music.
I'm off. You're out of focus on fit.
No.
You don't like music in the dressing room?
For me.
One type of shampoo that's loud and it's Vosine.
Aye, Vosine.
or Father's got one hanging there.
Head and shoulders.
Vosine, here's a blast of the past.
It was like all right about Christmas time because nobody had...
I a horrible orange colour up, wasn't it?
She come the fucking end of summer and nobody had no gear left. Fucking abysmal.
Only deep heat and smelling salts allowed.
Nothing else.
Or a winter green man used to get at the aisle. Winter green aisle.
A bit like work, you can only take time off for a death in the family if it's close relatives, like an immediate family.
Nae second cousins.
Nae uncles or aunties or nothing like that.
Even talking, it's nae huge deed. Your funeral's nae gonna be in a Saturday, is it?
No. No.
Nae maternity leave.
Might be.
Nae maternity leave, you didn't hear the bell.
No.
Come on.
Nae speaking to any opposition before a game.
No.
Oh,
you're on a transfer list if that happens.
And if you get beat, nae speaking to him just straight off a park.
Straight off. Shark hands. Straight off.
Shark hands. Off you go.
You got to shark hands, don't you?
You got to shark hands.
Yeah. You got to. You do, don't you, Shit?
You do. 100%.
Well, maybe touching that.
So I'd say, a manager's job at Tara Thistle. If somebody's listening, wants to apply for it, put their name forward. One job, it's been filled.
And if we do get a job, a lot of folks nae wanting to come and play.
Aye, nibdy. Wait. You play ourselves.
We'll own Bam first to play for us.
Oh, nae. Oh, no. Strictly no Bam.
Come on.
Is that racist? The Grangers nae signing Catholics.
That's all done. Not signed Bam first.
Sweeper, didn't he?
Yeah.
You won a sweeper, didn't he?
Aye. Bradley Nish.
Bradley Nish.
Good man. I've got a good photo of him up on Facebook.
Did you screw her through his...
Aye.
To find the worst team?
Aye. Most embarrassing thing I could find.
I think he was genuinely embarrassed by it.
He was, aye.
It's good. Some win, though, eh?
Ken, £712.
Nibba. It was a bit of an anticlimax at golf at the end, though, was it? It was good.
Nah, I enjoyed it.
Brilliant event, but I went to bed early. I couldn't see him. He doesn't make mistakes.
Aye. That's what I said.
Aye.
It's like I just can't see him making a mistake. Aye. He's too good.
Too good.
A bit like paint, though, is he? Just
I was thinking 12th. Abdi panics at 12th. Boof. Right in the middle of green.
Right in the middle of green, eh?
That's like ass boys, ridiculous.
Rock solid.
And you're like, well,
ice in his veins.
If that's the case, Ken, he's nae going to fuck up the rest of the holes. So he can just play him conservative.
Has he got through even corner?
He's just his hell demeanour. He's so relaxed. Ken, it's like, I'm going to win this. Ken, he gives me the impression like if he didn't win, he wouldn't care.
No.
Ken, he would, but Ken, his hell demeanour is like...
No, I'm just saying I've got him doing for something later on.
All right.
I see.
Far Scheffler. Nae wanker away, surely.
In the debate. Just for what you just said.
I'm looking forward to hearing that. Nah, so I was really, really impressed with him. Like, he's so good.
A bit Rory, though. Is he just an enigma? Is he mentioned... Is he just... He's never turned up, is he?
I've seen a good thing about him. A lot of folks seem to think it's Icardi.
Aye.
There's a few things online, like club pros think that because it's his best mate, he's not going to be challenged on certain things in the pressure moments because it's his mate.
Icardi's not fucking swinging
the club. Nah, I'm the same. It's Mark Roy. He never holds a putt. You think Finney needs to hold a putt, he never holds it.
Aye.
That's the difference for me. Like Scheffler, okay, he misses a few putts, but he needs to hold, he holds. Okay.
Aye.
But
I was impressed with Ardberg.
Aye, played well. If he didn't have put it in the water on the 11th, I'd fucked him. Like,
aye,
he was right in with a chance. He hold a fucking beauty with a putt.
Aye. Aye, that's right.
Aye, he's a good player.
He is a good player.
That's his first major.
First major.
Okay. First time at Augusta.
Aye. Yeah.
I just think a difference in mentality with McIlroy is like it cut to, this was on the same kind of Tiger Woods, I think it was the second round, and he was in the 18th in a wind, man. Holy fuck.
It was wild,
eh? Blowing the sand off the bunker and his face, Ken. He had a 10 foot putt, Ken, and it was standing there for ages, and you could see, he was hiding his face, and one of the, like, oh, I was like, fucking hell, what a nightmare. And he's, then he eventually addresses it by, he's just fucking. And the wind started blowing and boof, right in the middle of the hole. No excuses.
Nah.
Bang, you hooker. And then it cut to McIlroy. Same kind of, he was in an 18th, he was somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And he was tucking a putt and he missed it, Ken. Same sort of distance and he started looking up the sky, blaming the wind. Mm. Now, that to me tells you. Again, Tiger's not physically got it on him there, but still got it mentally.
Still got it mentally, yeah.
And I think that's a difference.
It's become a thing with Rory now, though. I think it's like 10 years since he's won a major.
Aye.
So it's a thing for him now, isn't it? A hurdle to get over, or try and get over. Because if you look at him the rest of the year, he's
like Harry Kane now, is he?
Golf. He's fair weather McIlroy, though. On a sort of adversity, he struggles big time. But if he gets perfect target golf, he's hard to beat.
Suit live, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
He's just released a statement about an hour ago, didn't he, saying that he's not going to live?
He's in there.
No.
Lived out on him.
Yeah.
It would be the biggest track back.
He said that came far, it's comfy, because he says, I'll be playing the PGA Tour all my life, he says. So somebody's just made it up.
It was great to see Nibdi.
Bryson's a shamble, but
he was up there, but it was great to see.
He used to do four runes, as he knew.
I used to love Ram. I just can't stand him now because he's at Liv. I just look at him and think, I don't like you anymore.
And his golf showed it because it's a handful of tournaments he's played and he was so undercooked and he had a nightmare.
It was Nibdi for Liv, apart from Shambo, that was skin. But you know why he swings a club? Augusta's eventually going to get him, is it?
Aye.
Can he? And that's what happened again. He dropped that high miles dude.
He had to go to USPGA and say about his clubs if they were allowed because he's done
like
some
rounded bottoms like a driver. And now his club lengths are the same length.
Same length. 6 iron or something.
And he's got baseball grips.
He's horrible to watch, isn't he? He's like the antithesis of Seve, is he? Seve's are natural and fucking
fluid.
And he'll swing a club and you don't even care if his follow through is going to look like. And Seve, his elbows just come away. It's like he just swung a sword.
It's like the Shambles had a stroke when he's put
his button stroke.
Horrible.
Making an onion cry, you on button stroke.
I'm telling you.
Stuff is a bore.
Like medicine sick.
Oh, but it was still good. It was good to watch.
I bid up right to the end. I like Scheffler, so I was rooting him on. Once your kid, he was getting away, I was like, let's win by heaps again. So he won by 4 strokes, but
yeah,
he was just miles ahead of Abdi.
Can I believe that the actual dye the water? Yeah.
You said that.
I've never ever seen it. Doesn't look very blue to me.
The blue additive to the water, so make it look crystal.
There's definitely a lot of attention to detail.
Paint some of the grass that's near green either as well. No, they do.
Aye.
I was watching a video about five facts about the Augusta. Oh, well.
Same with our greens. They've got under soil heating under the greens. So the every green is like got air vents underneath it so they control the temperature and the airflow going across the greens.
Okay, so it's perfect grass.
So they can get it perfect speed out of time.
Aye.
It's for the measure of speed and
stint meter,
aye. See, that green's supposed to be fucking like cutting a putting on a car bonnet.
Well, P. Peter Allis did a thing where you can't mind the thing, the measure for the speed of the golfer is an angle thing, drop a golf by doing. The doing help, but I never stop. But they did the same going up a hill, and you think they're super quick, but see, going uphill, they stop really quickly.
Okay.
Aye. You'd expect it to show super fast doing hill, you'd be super fast going uphill. Uphill. Nah, no, same.
Just a wider man.
I'd love to go. I went online to see about tickets, but you can only get for one day again.
So my sister just said a boy at work's 50, and him and his wife looked into Ganor, and it was 5,000 quid.
Aye, aye, you can get a package, but it's only one tournament day as well. You need 4 days to go there for me. You need 4 days.
Natural reserve, is he?
Was he?
He mentioned he was playing a fat bank. He was Ganor, so
sneak in. Surely fuck.
Oh,
like folk sneak to Alcatraz, can they? Tell me you can't get into Augusta.
Patrons.
If you really want it.
Patrons, it's just the fans, isn't it?
It's just a white bailer.
That does my nothing. Like,
aye, patrons.
Because I initially thought, even just half a year ago, that it was like special folk that just got in. But it's just fans, isn't it? And they can't patrons. Not in the bailer suits.
A good few parts, of course, you spectators can't even get there. You usually watch it, there are around a hole, but can it, like at 12
Eamon Corner, Eamon, you can't get down there.
You can't get down there, can. So yeah, I like that.
If you hear, if you own a property around about the place, you get tickets.
I think that's why
there's a lot of folk buy houses. Natural is. I can a few folks got a few houses there.
We'll buy a house there then.
Japan.
We'll
go and build it.
I'll get painted.
Just a wood hut.
Katie can do the painting.
This is a rare job.
I'll joke a bit, cement mixer.
I wonder if I can get some credit across.
I was speaking to Laura. She's looking how a quarry worked.
For?
Laura. She was asking if she's speaking about the quarry. Is mine use it a quarry?
She doesn't know how a quarry works.
She thought just like sand you got for a quarry. Anyway.
Tell her that broom by, I'll get
it. I said, go room by at least, you'll get a view.
I'll talk a runic quarry, enable her.
So,
depends if she wants a runic quarry.
Depends if she wants to see if it's a sand and gravel quarry or a rock quarry. Sometimes you get both.
Oh,
very unique.
Aye.
Depends as well. Some quartz and limestone. It's a
hell of a world, isn't it? That's actually quite interesting.
Like a sand at Augusta's, isn't it? Sand, it's quartz, is it?
It's like a crushed rock rather than sand.
Sand. Anyway, that's Thistle. Thistle's looking for a new manager, anyway. Speaking about Fasney looking for a new manager, who's Aberdeen?
Yeah.
Aberdeen.
Big Jimmy's in.
They've collected it. The data.
Data, Dave.
Jimmy Thielen for Elfsborg. 46-year-old coming in a boat. Happy.
Happy they've got a manager.
Aye.
Time will tell.
Yep.
But he's a staunch negative Aberdeen fan. What he's done in his career to date is up a way, so he can't be criticised for what he's done so far, and I think. So we'll see if he can.
What's he done?
Fit he's achieved with his lesser clubs.
Did he do?
He took a team up to the top division. Best finish in 40 years. He then finished second a couple of times. We best scoring last. Club.
Huh? Best last.
Best last. Well, the point
best
is,
loser.
I thought about this, but then you could say, is the Swedish league a better standard than the Scottish league?
That again, you. I've never ever watched the Swedish league game.
Well, nor have I, but I'm just saying, based on fit some of the teams, maybe it is. So I think for fit everybody's budget probably is. I'm happy they went for somebody that nobody cares.
Massive gamble for him.
For him?
For Dave. This is a massive gamble for everybody.
Aye.
In my opinion. I'd
what road would you have went down?
An experienced Scottish manager.
Scottish manager.
Aye. Because he has to get us right. If he gets us wrong again, and this boy, well, fits he then? Perfect. Fit Dunk's telling us. That's one of my questions. Fits he then? Fits his philosophy? Fits his experience? Does he ken anything about Scottish football? Does he ken anything about the Scottish teams that's involved?
He's built a couple of teams and improved players, sell players on.
I just total unknown for me. I think it's a massive gamble.
You say a belt teams, can Aberdeen just know you're not getting time to build on anything, you're just getting thrown out the door if you're not performing in within 10, 11 games?
Well, you'd like to think that the reason it's been so long, the dealings with him, if it's been going on as long as they say it is because he wanted some guarantees on certain things.
Okay.
for the outside, and you're thinking it's got to be something to do that. But I'm just glad it's nobody cares much about him, because he can't really be criticised because nobody cares nothing about him. So
that's a criticism.
I didn't care nothing until I saw that stuff. It was on BBC Sport, and Fitty's achieved with getting teams up the leagues, mm-hmm. and building teams and mm-hmm. improving teams. Mm-hmm. For me, is a good sign. Mm-hmm. So,
but you're saying nobody cares for you is a positive thing, but from Celtic got posted, we are criticising them. So, for fuck's sake, can't like. They can't forget for you.
I bet points with everybody in support. They went to criticise Favre's in his seat, but mm-hmm. Mace folk didn't care enough about him to fucking get tore into him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a criticism right from off. I honestly think it's a massive gamble for the Dons.
I do think though, when you say that, oh, he's not done that, but how Aberdeen can't really go out and get exactly. somebody that's won a Champions League?
No, but what I'm saying is, we didn't care for his done.
Well, no.
In the metric of Fitty has done, how can you gauge it? You can't gauge it to fit relevant to Scottish football. Fitty's done in other leagues. You can't gauge it.
The board have looked at the data.
If it's a coefficiency, Scotland higher up in Sweden? I think they would be, Sweden weren't getting the teams directly into Champions League. So I'd imagine... I'm ooting a whim here.
Molde?
No, it's Norway. Gothenburg. I've got Gothenburg.
Malmo won a league last couple of years.
Stockholm.
They've been in Champions
Helsingborg.
League. Helsingborg. Helsingborg,
eh? A team that knocked out Aberdeen?
Haken. They're in a Swedish league, you know.
My uneducated guess says they're roughly same standard. Scottish league.
I would say so.
I would say I hate folks saying, oh, great appointment before they've even did anything. I would say, well, we'll wait and see. Huh. Well, that's what you said. I was glad you said that. Well, I wasn't, because I was hoping you'd see a great appointment. And I think you're stuck in.
Can't I fucking see a great appointment? You don't know him.
Exactly. But I don't think you could say it's a bad appointment either on the same token. Let's give your boy a chance. Yeah. See if he's a book.
Oh, I totally agree with
you. I hear he's paint like mm-hmm. for the media. I like that.
That's what I'm saying. That's the biggest thing I'm looking forward to, because everybody needs to quieten the noise. So they're saying you'll literally just answer questions, and that's it. You'll get no one-liners, you'll get no stories, it'll just be him answering questions.
Yeah. Aye. Bill Belichick, standard. I'd love a manager like that. I really would. Just gives the media absolutely nothing.
As long as Dave shuts his trap behind the scenes.
Well,
this is it. Well, do you think there's no reshuffle on the board now? They've got a manager in boot. Time that they got rid of some people on the board to...
Oh, it depends what Dave thinks, isn't it?
Aye, it's up to him.
If he's got a load of yes men in him, he's not changing nothing, is he?
So it comes down to him, does it? Mm-hmm. So he's been doing the hiring and firing, so it's on him, this next appointment.
Is it a good thing for Aberdeen that they can still go to Sweden and pinch a manager on Takamura out of Scotland? Is that it's a wee feather in the cap, Ken? We're still on an attractive proposition for a up-and-coming manager.
Well, if he comes across, he might see it as a challenge coming across to Aberdeen, mm-hmm. getting his name out here.
Yes, he's already said that, because in his interview today he said it's a big step for me for take my first job out with my own country. Uh-huh. He says, so I went to Ken, is that the right thing for me to do?
So if he marks a name for himself in Aberdeen, you never can for the next team. Well,
I think possibly a manager might think I'm right next to England, and if I can do something in Scotland, Ken.
Championship.
I'm next door to England, and they do pay attention. I bet you English folk or English clubs would pay more attention to what's happening in Scotland than they do in Sweden.
Well, if a boy, marks a run out with Aberdeen, gets a couple of wins off the Old Firm, folk will notice that. Mm-hmm. Certainly, your first division.
I'm just thinking for a manager marking a decision.
I was intrigued by a new manager, Fitz's style going to be, how's he going to get rid of Fitz?
Fuzzy get to bring in.
He's got a Scandinavian market.
He'll ken that market well, so mm-hmm. you think, well, maybe some untapped potential out there.
Yeah.
Gives you something to look forward to, does it? Is that in June, though, is he?
I need it. Aye, what's that thing? But somebody was saying today that they're looking for a new manager, so it might be earlier if they...
Once you've committed to going somewhere, just lingering about like a fan smell.
It's only three games into their season, so if it's in there, if he goes now or fucking 3 games time.
I know. So, but at least we've got somebody on.
They fucking need somebody in to stop fucking shite of it.
Well, here you go. Somebody's in now, so there's bound to be a reaction for the players that are there.
Because surely they've had the message, like, you're playing for your fucking career.
Especially with the guys that are maybe there I look at it, maybe bide, want to bide.
He's got to be logging on to YouTube and watching a highlight.
Well, he's got to be watching the game probably live. Kind of,
and obviously he's kept Levin for a reason, because he'll be going, get shot of him, keep him. But I think that they deserve to keep him just because he stepped into the breach twice and he didn't hate it. So
I think every manager, when I listen to somebody else, get rid of him. I'm going to go in and see if they're liking. I'll judge. And every manager would be like that.
What would you, looking at it, squad new, be a lot of players you get rid of?
Keep Majowski, get rid of Abdias.
I'd probably keep
Devlin,
McDonald, McKenzie, Majowski, and not your lot.
Clarkson, Shinney,
stay my head in. Shinney, legs have gone.
Aye,
keep getting on the coaching staff.
Dafried card again.
Stupid again.
Got in an argument again
because some boy says, what are you going on about? And says, because you idiots are buying that shite. Like, what a hero, because he's on a book and he's went flying into a tackle and he just got sent off.
Easy way out, is it?
Aye.
Supposed to be captain, Ken.
Well, at least it was a clean sheet again.
Nah, they didn't, like, no, but you say about the boy Levin, he stopped him, again. Okay, it's not drastically improved, it stopped leaking goals and stopped losing games, so they have improved under him.
Aye.
Dundee should have won. Well, gone by five, seen the highlights.
Aberdeen were the best team by a mile in the first half. But second half, Dundee absolutely battered Aberdeen. Yeah, there was a couple of boys in. But they just get outworked, plain and simple. They get outworked every time.
Aye.
And some boy McGowan was playing in the middle of the park for Dundee, and standing at the end of the game, Dundee's gone mad. Obviously, a big achievement. I'm going, this is a big game for Aberdeen, getting mocked by fucking, they don't even Dundee, like Dundee Football Club. Like, fucking standing there looking at these cunts going,
too much of a celebration again. That's
top six.
That's spot. I get it.
They're
fans in the. There's big hugs like they do in the World Cup.
Yeah.
You that they're maybe just top six.
Top six. All you're get beat by Rangers and Celtic.
They're maybe just celebrating playing in a nice pitch.
I see it was at McDermott Park, but then just before it comes in tonight, it's now back at Dens, is it?
I supposedly, I see it.
What shambles that is.
It's a disgrace.
Do you think they should be fined or?
Aye.
Points or something?
On the radio on Saturday, they've had 15 games off since 2021.
Have they?
And Dundee United have had two. And they're 100 yards apart.
Aye.
It's a disgrace.
Could be a fine line with global warming, as I seen in the meme. It's a joke.
It's terrible.
But they're saying something like 95% like on their wages to turnover. Well, fucking reduce the wage bill and fucking sort your pitches.
This is the top flight of Scottish football. Aye. I mean, we're complaining there's plastic pitches.
Aye.
But fucking, come on, get your grass pitches up to standard.
They've had more games off in Barora.
No.
It's a joke, like, a total joke. It marks your fit by laughing stock.
Aye, totally.
Tin pot.
Five games off a season, they've had.
Aye. I mean, there is genuine times for you will get waterlogged pitches.
Aye, for 50 fittest, nah. Aye. Ken, or something like that. But, or a fucking, Ken. 30 centimetres of rain.
That's a lot of rain.
That's a lot of rain. That's a
fucking 300 mil of rain.
That's the only time it's acceptable.
They've also had drainage problems here for years.
Fix your drains.
Nah, exactly.
How hard can it be? Drain systems,
you've
they are.
Drain rods, have you?
You fucking dig up the fucking pitch and put some drains in, kid.
Drain rods.
Phone fucking lease. Gordon Wilson, he'll put them in.
Do some crepe, for start, some sack of soak.
It's made a fuck, because I was there one of the games, they were calling games off in your air, and we was there getting out of the car to go in, and then they went, I says, where are you going? Oh, game's off. And I went, fit? Game's off. And then I was like, oh, game's off. And that's happened until it happened to Rangers fans, it's happened to Motherwell fans.
Aye. Joke club. Sticking with the jokes, fair about Ross County weekend.
This is when I go for a shit.
I couldn't believe it when I turned it on.
Again, I flicked the ear and was like, two now? Fucking hell. Even my dad's in the watch football. That's not a good thing, is it?
Fucking right, isn't it?
How angry was you watching it?
Ah, goodness, it was past anger.
Was you?
Just laughing. At our defencemen.
Defence was fucking shocking.
You've had a lot of them. Every one of them. Tavernier included. Fucking useless. Unbelievable.
Suter and goals in the garbage.
Marking the boy up front. Murray looked like he was fucking messy. Tavernier for a second go, where are you? Kenny's fucking marauding up the park.
No, he's trying to score goals.
I mean, he scored 150 goals if ever, but I think he's cost the same amount of goals. I'm not even joking. Like, and Goldson, I'm sick at it, cunt. It's too slow. And then I even start with Suter. Barisic is alright, but defence is fucking honking, man.
It's going to cost him.
Oh, aye, 100%. 100%. Sure. Well, you can't expect to win a league and get beat by a glorified fucking Highland League team, kid.
I didn't realise it's the first time they've ever beat him. Didn't realise that.
Is it?
Is it?
In the league.
Well, fucking hell.
Fair play to Don Cowie. He's obviously got that team playing.
Aye. Fair play to Ross County. Like,
working hard.
Not really, but. Rangers shouldn't be getting beat by Ross County. Aye, it just shouldn't be happening.
Do you think they've blown it? It's
totally unacceptable.
Do you think they've blown it?
No.
Think of Mayor Twist.
I think there's a chance, Ken, that it's still like Rogers was like piping on, it's still in their own hands. Well, it's still in Rangers' hands as well. Still in Rangers' own hands to win it. They don't need any help.
So if Rangers win the game in hand, they'll be 1 point behind.
Beat Celtic. But it's still in your own hands because it's Ken, you don't need favours.
No.
You just need to win every game for you. If they win every game for you now to the end of the season, they'll win at least.
Mm-hmm. Fits are life six.
Well, Rangers have got Dundee.
Six.
But I can see us now getting a result tomorrow and then it's over.
That would be funny.
You must have been angry.
Nah, not really. Can I say, I've never expected us to win a league this season. No. So,
was it's, a boy football. Oh, Christ. Oh, name thingies, Bruce. Oh, what's his first name? Coming. Shouts more at half time. Oh, Marshall will be pleased. This is what's up. 3-1 again, beat.
I've been getting out. Get walking torn into that cunt on Tuesday night.
I'm realistic. Again, if somebody said to me, Scottish Cup and League Cup, I would fucking bit your hand off at the start of the season. And to be, Finn Beale was here, I was title challenge, again. So big Falcon man, and we're challenging. Sort of, but he's not been able to. He's a defender. He'll ken himself. He needs to sort out defence. He's like, or he's got no chance.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
Father played in semi.
Hearts.
Sorry.
I'm going to do.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's your time.
Hearts a bit tough game. They're in a good run and half still. Mm-hmm.
Is that Sunday?
They're home. They're miles
we've
in
hammered, front of we've hammered Hearts. Neighbour there. Yeah. We'll hammer Hearts. Big Old Firm final.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm surprised everybody's put back 10,000 tickets.
Aye.
So everybody was like, they're getting big crowds, but that doesn't surprise me. Again, they've been getting 16,000-17,000, but I knew they wouldn't get anybody. That just sums up the season in a nutshell, that they can't even sell 10,000.
Aye, but you can why?
Celtic and
aye, because they're playing Celtic and nobody can beat. It wasn't like that against Fabs.
Rangers.
Well, Rangers in the final, I suppose. Aye. Yeah, chance of that.
Aye, but.
But, I say not. You didn't get half the tickets for the final, though, did you?
No.
Nabdi was greeting about it. You can't sell 10,000. There you go.
Do you think there's a wee slim chance anybody can beat Celtic on the day?
I think, because obviously, normally I'd go, but I'm not going because I've just.
One off game.
I think they could get 4 or 5, to be honest.
Wreck-It Rogers at his best. Aberdeen have been getting a bit more solid at the back.
Right. Lucky we get, though. A decent team. Scores 2 or 3 goals there.
Aye. But look at the starts we made last week.
Aye, conversion rate.
Mm-hmm.
That's a EPL though.
I'd be interested in the Scottish scene. It's probably better because Rangers are Celtic won't probably.
You don't believe Aberdeen will beat Celtic a weekend though.
Aye.
You didn't believe that.
You think that's
lies.
It's
definitely lies.
Got to believe.
Aye.
Ken, when you're speaking about your evangelistic fucking boys, I believe. There's got to be a new manager bounce. I can't even be there, but there's got to be a bounce.
Players got something to play for now.
Yeah,
okay, somebody's coming in.
Yep.
Let's show us new manager for Akindi.
Dons will win
2-1.
1-0.
I believe they could win if they had a positive approach. That Ken, they went, they gambled and had a go at Celtic. But they won't play like that. They'll sit back and Celtic will eventually score.
They'll need to ride their luck. Simple.
That's a fact. Your keeper needs to have a good game.
Defence and goalie needs a good game. You need to break the ball.
And then when you get a chance, you've got to snaffle it.
Aye. But I do think it's like pissing against the wind, sitting back. When you're not got a great defence.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna win a game like that. You've got to gamble.
Yeah, that's right.
Get a couple of boys going forward. Can press them a wee bit higher.
Aye,
that's the only why you'll get
beat. But if you get beat 5-0, you get beat 5-0. But at least you've had a ballpark.
It's a bit like Fit Man United's doing at the moment, is it?
Similar. Hoping for the best.
Kind of defend for Toffee, but we'll try and score goals. Did you watch a game at the weekend?
I did. Watched Maistre at home, then I had to get ready for Ganute, and then I watched the end of it up at. So I've seen Maistre.
Bournemouth were unlucky.
Bournemouth did enough to win a game.
Aye.
United were shite. They've been shite all season. It's just desperate to watch. Desperately relying on individual players. Players kind of. And again, if he's giving him instruction or fit, but it's just fucking rotten through.
I don't know. I don't think it's as bad as that. Eh? I've seen a bit more. The Finnick used to be really, really bad. I think it's that bad. I knew. I think there's certain players that are there now that have always been letting you down. And time, you'll hit Fazey's boys out here, Maguire's and boys like that have shown they're not good enough for Man United.
I think out of the players that played on Saturday, you could only keep genuinely. Keep a goalie. Again, he's near the best, but
he's improving.
He's improving. You would keep Fernandes. You would keep Garnacho. You keep Manu, and you could get rid of the rest.
Going against Hoyland now?
Hoyland, sorry. Sorry.
Kind of, boy, guy gets beat for, what's his name, Kwamba. You can't throw him under.
Sorry.
I like the look of him.
That's six out of 11.
He's got a bit of think about him.
Aye.
6 out of 11, so it's nice. It's the rest of the squad.
Isn't it playing?
The squad players.
Fucking Luke Shaw, fucking get rid of Rashford.
I agree with that.
Get rid of fucking Maguire, McTominay, fucking all these.
Martial.
Yeah, Rashford.
I wouldn't get rid of Rashford.
He's a problem.
Him and Ash, pals.
He's a problem.
If Man United were a bit better, and you got a bounce going, he'd be a good player for you.
If Man United got 50 million for him, you'd snap the fucking horn off.
50 million? Oh, that's cheap. Rangers talking about that.
I've got to chill him. I'd chill him for 50 million. You'll get your five goals. Get out disease out of the dressing room.
That is a disease.
Oh, 100%
he is. He's not your type of player, Ken.
100%
He's just wearing his heart in the sleeve. He's not got the eye of the tiger, but he's talented. He's a talented player.
Couldn't hit a coon arse with a stick, that lad.
Yeah, sometimes let's
think the players have down tools now with Ten Hag.
I didn't see a team down tools. I didn't see it. I see a team that are struggling because are some boys there that are not good enough. I don't think a defence, it helps. I mean, how many different defences have I had? How many different centre-half parents have I had?
They've had 88 injuries this season.
And the back line just doesn't look. That's it, the basics. Are the string theory, Ken. It's a back four. Well, it's not there. There's one deep, there's centre-half high, there's one full-back high, and there's another full-back, like, far is he? Well, he's inside. Stunning on Maguire's tails.
You're playing a left back at right back at left back. You're playing a young lad and we somebody who's hardly played our season. Then next week you're playing Johnny Evans alongside fucking Varane. Then Varane's playing again with Martinez. Then Martinez is playing with Johnny Evans, and Johnny Evans then playing with Maguire. And
that's what I'm saying. You can as yourselves a defender. You love to hear the same boys every week, and that's how you mark a solid defence.
Look at Arsenal, they were under Chelsea.
You can't hit the back four.
Same boys every week.
You didn't hit a look at his starting lineup. You can't fit the back four.
Have an injury for that.
A lot of injuries,
It's partly to blame, but also they're not good enough.
Performance wise,
and fits in front of him. Fits in front of him hasn't helped the defence at all.
You could have probably played Maguire and Lindelof and Ersteady, but they're not good enough. Simple. They're not good enough for Man United. Ken, it's been like that for years. Lindelof's not a good centre half.
No.
Vince is probably
the best team.
He's finished. Maguire gets by, but he's just not.
He's not good enough.
He gets by against the lesser teams, didn't he? But when he comes up against the good teams,
he gets shown up.
His shirt's too heavy for him. Captain. Well, he's not captain in MR, but is he?
So, far would you get in?
That's the thing,
because I don't think Ten Hag will be last.
I don't think he will. I think he's on borrowed time.
I think Ten Hag will probably bide.
There's a massive change above, which will help Ten Hag eventually if he stays.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what they want, because they're getting the boys in are experienced boys at the top of three. Again, mm-hmm. They're trying to get us boy for Newcastle lower the line. They've got another all CEO for City coming across. They've got
Wilcox.
They've got Sir Jim Radcliffe. They've mm-hmm. got Brailsford. Again, they're assembling a proper
Avengers assemble.
Proper structure
at the top first.
At the very top first before they get into anything else.
Yeah.
Once they get out, then this summer you'll probably see potentially a new manager. Depending on if they think of Ten Hag and fit his message to them is, but they might want their own boy in, and then you'll see a lot of players getting moved on,
mm-hmm.
and then only new players come in when are being fucking daft, stupid contracts, and they'll be the right player. It wouldn't be a panic signing. Can they want to be spending 70 million in fucking Antony? Mm-hmm. They want to be spending 70 million on a Casemiro. Can it'll be proper, well thought out
buys.
So a lot of changes will happen. So you can probably write off next season as well, and potentially a season after that, before they get it right.
So next season, even a top six next season?
Might be top six. Depends what happens in the summer.
Aye.
There's a lot of unknowns.
I think you write off a season. You're a dude for saying, oh, they can write off, that game's a freebie, oh, that's a free hit, you write off a hell season. The Man United kind of write off a season. Man United have got to look next year getting certainly back at the Champions League. Hefty. A club like Man United.
But how can they do that? Fit's got a half.
I think they're near a million mile away from Champions League.
Oh, there's a lot of teams.
They're near though. And they're only fit 10 points ahead, 11 points ahead in Spurs.
Aye, but when you see the performance, how lucky have they been this season last to get to further off? I can it's all a season and you can't really say it's
but when they've played the better teams, they've been miles off it against
the miles off.
And some of the better teams are miles off it themselves. Like Chelsea's and stuff like that.
The three games they've played against Liverpool, they've been the second best team by miles and managed to somehow pull it out. Oh. So you think, well, there must be something here, but...
Aye, Liverpool kind of finish for Buffy.
Exactly. So it's...
Nunes.
It's well, hi.
He's the equaliser.
If he'd shot John Lennon, John Lennon would be 83 year old. No, but
I don't think you can write off a season though. You want to get a while with that.
I get what you're saying, but you're just really meaning that didn't expect much.
Depends what you mean by writing off a season though.
Again, I don't agree with you. I always be high expectations of Man United.
Are you still in
the game? There'll never be a next year, it's alright. We'll write that off.
I can't give you high expectations, but you've got to be fucking realistic as well.
No. Absolutely, but you telling me Man United getting into top four is now a realistic prospect?
With the squad they've got just now?
Oh, well, they'll hear some, Arthur.
Mm-hmm. But so they've got to get rid of a lot of boys, but they've got to get a lot of right boys in. They're going to get all that right boys in to start with.
But I don't think they're a million miles away.
Are you still in the Ten Hag camp?
I don't think.
Are you?
I can't give a fuck.
That's just an opinion.
I don't think
he'll be away.
I kind of see it being a good thing getting rid of a manager and starting again. I think you're better just sticking with Ten Hag just now, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm not against Ten Hag. I quite like him. I would just wish he's...
Well, obviously I never can, but do we think he's right or the players are right? Can you read the conflicting reports that they're bad eggs, or is he too much?
Don't come much manager have threw under the bus already. Mm-hmm. It's near the managers that come in. You're telling me Mourinho's a bad manager? Van Gaal, Davy Moyes, even are these boys? They're not bad managers. Mm-hmm. Ten Hag's not a bad manager. Again, Ajax, all right, it's near the same standard of league now. But at least his teams had a bit about him. They can't exactly style of play. They were playing, they all play the same. Why? Every person that come in kept the role they were supposed to be doing in that team.
Aye.
Look at United, they're devoid of fucking anything.
Aye.
And is that because the players aren't talking on board for he's telling them, or fit? Are they not hearing him?
Aye.
Again, play a problem, get him out the door.
What was Nadalo said something at the weekend about disagreeing with Ten Hag, then here's Garnacho on social media liking.
And then Dalo doing the zip.
Aye.
Closed mouth emoji, and he's only played like four games. You think, how's he even getting got a neck to do that?
So
again,
players.
But I think that again, for other deficiency, they didn't look like a team that's down tools though to me.
No,
they still look like they're trying.
Well,
which is the minimum you do expect.
Some of them are,
Ken Rashford's got, he's the same way with Abdi. He's just the way he is. He just, his body language is not the greatest.
I'm not hearing him.
Yeah.
Bruno was
he's been there too long for it to be, for him to be average. One good season and seven.
One good season to get his big mega contract and not to him.
That was bigger problems than Rashford for me.
What do you think?
Certainly start for the back.
Oh, yeah, defence is a big issue.
Even a goalie, Ken, he has got a wee bit better, but I think
in terms of actually saving,
he's not a goalie. It's going to win you a league. Ken, he's not a league winning goalie.
Well, he's not a dominant goalie.
No,
you wouldn't feel confident with him.
Centre halves are a huge problem. Martinez would be great, but fuck me, that's him come back into training and got a calf injury. Varane. He's unbelievable.
Because even he said a few weeks back, I'll take a drop my wages. I can't, why? Because you'll still take 180 grand for fucking Nate Blaine.
It's just the Nate. I can't mind if I was listening to, but heard him saying, it's simple. You always start the back, build for the back. If you've never got a solid foundation, no, you're in big trouble.
I can't, Abdi Ken's on.
So Man United need to start building a fucking mean defence. Mm-hmm. If such a thing still exists.
Yeah.
But does it?
Well,
because apart from, we said last week, apart from Arsenal, they're only.
But even then, Arsenal.
But I would have said before the weekend, Tottenham's probably got a couple of goods in
the arse. On BT, Rio was like, he's a Rolls Royce.
Aye, Van de Ven, fucking Jesus. Back. You can't have a nightmare, can you? You're not a bad player because you've won bad games.
No.
I mean, folks still try to say Maguire's good, and he's had fucking three terrible seasons.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, I'll give him one or two bad games. That was a bad game.
He just steaming across.
That's unacceptable. He was now the only, and Van Dijk slipped. He slipped twice. It's fucking. What's his name? Fine United. He slipped his wheel. Now, it's got that stage of season for the winter's a wah. The grass, it's obviously drier. Yep. So, fits the groundsman, Dean. Spraying fucking water on it. So, it's just slick on top. You've got to get your footwear right.
Nobody wears metal studs nowadays. Nah.
At our level, you get absolutely roasted.
You got fucking moldies on.
You better fucking get them off.
That's not conceding a goal. That's slipping once. You wear it,
fucking Mulders. Get him off.
Half time.
Get that fucking Mulders off. That's elite level sports science. Oh, you can only fucking play for 60 minutes in the fucking red zone. And you better talk him off now, or he's at higher risk of getting injury. But you can't get footwear right. Against fucking Jesus,
like a Formula One car and then cheap tyres.
No, same idea. He had a Rolls Royce, but he had a bit of fucking remolds on it.
But you just had the correct footwear so you're not slipping, especially as a centre half.
He's done his warm up. He's bound to Ken, that's a bit fucking slippy on that. First goal on his arse, second goal.
Running too fast, that's how.
Running too fast.
It's been a read, kind of steaming in. It's like you watch Van Dijk, he does the opposite.
He did the same.
He slipped his wheel.
I know, but what I'm saying in general is that he does.
He's young as well. I don't think he has such a thing as gone too fast. I've never heard that before.
He's running across full Biftar again, and there's a chance the boy might check inside. Slow yourself down before you get her.
He's trying to stop a shot as well.
He's got to go to get across in case he tucks his shot first time. You stick that tack in, Duncan.
You stick to saying he's a worldie. Maybe he's getting found out.
You just stick to being at the rod.
I'm near the only. I still think he's I think he's class. I just think he's a bad game. Van de Ven.
I think he's a decent first season.
Pickford was a decent goalkeeper. I had a stinker last night.
Come on, man.
Do you sell Man City our favourites now after the results of the weekend with Arsenal?
Definitely.
Can't see him getting beaten.
They're a bit like Scheffler. They're not going to mark any fuck up, sorry.
Mistakes.
They've just warmed up now, haven't they?
They're just in that groove.
Do you think like a Champions League, if they get through a night, or the Moors night, we the Champions League, that when I'll be on the final, or
Premier League's a holy grail.
That's a holy grail. Plus, they're looking at that. Nobody's ever won it.
Four
in a row.
Plus, they've got a squad to deal with. I mean, look, that's Grealish now coming on a game, and then Doku gets in the other night, and he looks like he's on a game. So he's got
an embarrassment of riches.
It's ridiculous.
A plethora of talent.
If you had 115 charge against you, can. it's easy. Nobody's cheated in that scale before, so.
Do you think Pep would maybe leave if they win the Champions League in the league this season?
Couldn't give a fuck. So, really.
Somebody said that I should be, they should, Man City should be on 116 charges for letting Palmer go. Chelsea.
Fair point.
That's a big boo boo, is it? Palmer's fucking class.
But was it Neymar a case of Pep said the lad said he wanted to leave and because he's a talent, he let him go? That's what Pep said. I think
he said he wanted to play.
Aye.
And if he was going to get a play, aye, he wanted to leave.
And I was thinking about
Poy Selman.
No, but I was just thinking like Bernardo Silva, like you said the other week, has played the most minutes under Pep, so he was probably never ousting him.
No.
Right, but with the three.
But like, if I was Pep and he thought so highly of him, aye, well, you can't go. You can go to Chelsea, but
on loan.
You're loan. I'm keeping you because in 2 years' time you're playing every week.
I think it's...
So needs to be financial fair play behind somebody young.
A local player
than possibly selling them on.
Ken, I think maybe. So. I'm going to do a bit of an Ennio Luco here. Give him a theory.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
He's went to Pep and says, I want to play. And Ken, if I'm there playing, I want to leave. Instead of Pep going, well, you're a good player. I'm going to hold on to you. Pep's not happy that a young player's come in.
He's called his bluff.
And he said to her, he's pissed off. Five fuck are you, come out here, Harry. Fuck off.
Aye.
And it's a message to Abdi. But because he's done that, he's let a fucking world class, well, on his way to be a world class young English player go to a rival club.
I'd hear him player of the year at the minute, like scoring 20 goals for Chelsea if I've been struggling last season.
That's good
shout.
I love watching him. It's like he's one of my favourite players to watch. And he's like,
what a flick.
See that goal?
And they come
not,
off.
Not okay. Meg.
Aye.
Then a Cruyff turn back and then just pass it in the bottom corner.
But he does these flicks and tricks and they come off.
Aye, in the right place.
Aye. Because folk try him and they come off.
Shits ice cubes, didn't he? He's like,
well, he's finished for Pickford's made an error, but he's punished him, is he?
Aye.
He's a better.
I thought it was going to hurt.
Cool under pressure.
Very Mike, good. The only boy in fantasy football without Palmer on his team.
There we
are. Even I hit him.
His captain.
Have you seen Mike's face? Not happy.
Oh, man. He's above me.
Are you now above him?
I ain't above him.
I think I even closed the gap.
You have? Okay, you're 111 points. I'm 101.
Did you see me doing this every week?
That's because you're a humble guy.
I'm a very humble guy. And I'll be the cut next week.
That's because me winning is there enough. I've got a rubber hand as well.
Are you hoping Salt goes into league now?
I win the league. I've got 11 players this weekend, double game week, and that. So.
You and I have not. If you got a wild card,
aye.
I had a look at your team. You've only got three boys in double game week in your team.
No, I've not.
I have. Three or four at most.
Nah, me or not.
He's panicking. Mars is panicking.
I have. I had a look at your team.
Me or not.
I've got half my team playing double game week.
Oh, aye.
But I've learned a few things for next season. I can't.
Oh, aye, next season.
You're not beating me next season. You wouldn't beat me this season. But next season I'm going for a big prize.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, I want a lot of season by sticking in with Sarah Stewart lookout.
So Ange
this season, he just said he's not interested in for position wise, he just wants to get the squad and the team to far he thinks.
Well, at the start of season he was winning the league, he said.
Aye.
I'm only a year to win it.
Yeah.
I think the problem with Ange's tactics, right, in the Premier League is he's playing away from home, right, like he does at home. He doesn't care, right?
No.
But the reason teams didn't play as open away from home is because if you can see the goal, the fucking fans get right up and that gives the other team an extra man. It's just exactly if it happened at Newcastle.
Yeah.
It was an even sort of game, but Newcastle scored. Because, well, one ball at the top.
I know, straight ball.
Even though he slipped, he's one-on-one. Ken?
It was good punditry for Keown, like, because obviously he's pointing out how his centre-half should defend and that. It was a good listen about not being goals and not being close enough and just saying basically at level against an elite player,
aye,
if you give him too much space,
aye,
he'll kill you.
Aye, absolutely. And, but especially St James's, you give him a couple of goals and you're fucked, Ken, because the crowd's right again. The atmosphere at St James's,
but they met a fire playing in the Prem. Even your bottom teams, if they're at home and you give him a goal, as you say, you're struggling to get back and get a win.
Absolutely, especially at home, different.
See if somebody.
I think he's got a kind of. I think he should go. He needs to find out. Celtic again? Because it doesn't matter how far Celtic play again. You go away for him, you're playing against fucking three boys and a dog. And if you can see the first goal, doesn't matter.
Get
but in England, that's such a ruthless kind of league.
Well, he got found out in Europe, didn't he? Ken, he didn't change his style for Celtic.
He got
fucking raped.
Aye.
Ken?
Do you think it'll be tougher next season because that begins the way he goes?
I think so. Second season, definitely.
I said at the start of the season, he'll get found out eventually. But his style of play, he plays because he plays a really high line.
Mm-hmm.
So after a few games, folk will figure it. And
it's a big summer, though, for Spurs. I think it might take in a few players.
I think he could sign a few boys.
I mean, the boy is key. At Van de Ven, because style he plays. He's got recovery.
He needs two boys at back.
He's a raw Van Dijk. Raw Van Dijk.
He needs two centre halves with extreme pace to help him out the way he plays.
I still like Ange, and he wants to impose his game on the other team, which is like, real. But I just think a waffy home, he needs to temper it a wee bit. He winna.
But
I think if he wants to go and win a league with Spurs, which is quite tough anyway, but he needs to find a way to keep his ethos, but nae so open a way for him. Because I don't think he'll... That's a couple of drubbings away for him. Fool him, drubbed him.
And they're getting drubbed early, for like half an hour in and the game's done.
Aye.
Well, that's because he's healthy. That's why Ange... Celtic, he blew teams away in the first 20 minutes. But his name on the deal with Spurs because the quality is a wee bit better. Yeah. Well, a lot better. Yeah. But teams are getting our chances against them because they are, Kenny plays a high line, so we'll play in the back of him and we'll get a chance. And it's just the way it works.
If you were an opposition manager playing against Ange, you can't for your centre team.
Invite him on.
They'll give you chances.
Invite him on and then hit him.
If you defend, we'll get chances. Right. You just got to attack him.
Right. Invite him on and hit him in a break.
The boy looked good at Isak at the weekend. Second goal was brilliant.
He's in fire.
Just quickly just goes to one. He just slotted it.
He's on fire. I tried to get him in my team, but I'd fucking used my transfer.
He's in my team, Mike. Look my team. You'll get a couple of tips for that.
We've got a double game week next week, isn't it?
Shed, he's 130, he's handing me.
No.
One good week of hell fucking season.
I was like, maybe send fucking advice for your fucking McCartans. February, the Villa Spurs race, because that's heating up as well, obviously, with the Spurs getting beat the weekend and Villa beating
Arsenal. It's a huge result for Villa.
Massive.
Villa played.
I went Villa D. I like Emery.
Villa
big fan of Emery.
Him and Gil, McGinn.
McGinn.
But, and Watkins is playing well. Mm-hmm. What's the other boy? Is he Jamaican, the boy?
Bailey.
Bailey. He's good.
Bailey.
That's what he's improved a load of players on that team. Konsa, Bailey, all these boys that you thought were running the mill.
Tielemans is coming out in a game in Anu. So, what do you think?
Tielemans, is he still at Villa?
Injured.
Is he?
No, he was injured. He was at the whole season, was he?
No, he buggered his knee early on.
Mings.
How's a bit of a fan of his like?
Jimmy Cash. Cash, has he been injured?
Cash has been injured long term as well.
Aye. So they've had a good few injury issues.
Emery's 18th when he took over.
Emery's quality.
Got him into Europe, and then this year they're looking to get into Champions League.
Emery's had been quality. He just didn't get long enough at Arsenal.
No. I think
Valencia. Oh, amazing job at Valencia, really.
Seville.
3 Europa Leagues. And then he won a Europa League with Villarreal.
His quality.
Which was fucking crazy.
I think he's won it 4 times. Something like that.
Yeah.
It's quality manager.
Liverpool's not winning it this year.
Shame.
I wouldn't have write math yet.
I would.
Aye. I would, actually. Why not? The cast score for fucking Toffee.
Aye. Well, a lot of new days. Oh, my God.
Salah's went off a boil and they're just struggling to get goals now, are they?
May have injuries. Conor Bradley looks to be injured about for a few weeks and all. And Trent's coming back.
And the longer it goes on, the harder it gets to score. I mean, Jones was through goal and
he's
missing this. Guaranteed.
Absolutely.
Shanked it. Target.
Getting a 1-on-1 with the goalie.
Why? Fuck. Didn't even hit a target and you're a Premier League football player.
Yeah, but fair play to Palace. You mentioned last week.
They've improved under that boy, I think.
Yeah.
He's a proper 1-on-1 and that because the goalie is in the centre of the goals. As a goalie, I'm thinking, I'm fucked
here.
Can he's not got an angle or nothing?
Yeah. Is he going to ruin me? Is he putting it high, putting it low? You're just panic thinking, oh, fuck, I've just got
centre backs were good for for Crystal Palace, aren't they?
Yeah.
Ken Salah, they'll put you as a miss to Salah, but he's like fit 4 yards out and the defender got out and cleared it off the line. That was a decent defender.
Good defending.
Yep.
Because Salah thought he'd a top end, didn't see your boy coming.
But fucking Alisson save.
Ken. I could have easily been 2-0.
Yeah.
That was great. Great to see. I like Palace.
Never mind the Premier League. Is somebody paying interest in the Championship?
No.
England.
Yeah, yeah. Some league.
Brilliant, like.
Brilliant league.
Saints are winning 3-0 just now.
Leeds are trying to throw a lot.
Leeds.
Yeah. Leeds, aren't, is Leeds playing tonight or not?
I think there's one point between top and bottom, I think.
Aye, basically.
Southampton's 3-0 up. That's the only game in the Championship tonight. But Leeds are up here now. Leeds, Southampton, Ipswich.
They've lost a couple of the trot leads.
Ipswich. Beat by Blackburn that weekend.
Unbelievable if Ipswich go up.
Aye. McKenna, good job.
Aye.
Again,
been a file since Ipswich are in the top flight.
McKenna doing a good job and Carrick doing a good job in Middlesbrough as well.
Aye.
Again.
Yep.
So.
For you alluding to early.
No.
Man United get McKenna.
Maybe McKenna Carrick fucking dream team.
It's one thing being good with Ipswich.
Saying that, European winners.
Yeah.
Eh?
Ipswich won a European trophy.
1981.
Right, we'll move on to Justice League this week.
Nothing really to speak about, is it?
As you mentioned there in the TSB mass. Bournemouth versus Man United. Couple of decisions. Firstly, is
it's only two I've seen. Yeah.
It's only two for the whole weekend. Is it? Two,
right? The first thing is the penalty for Man United, is it?
Yeah.
The handball.
Better chance of finding Mandla McCann and changing any of these decisions.
So, referees blew away straight away for the pen.
He's moved his hand out to pen.
Oh, well. I didn't think it was a pen.
I thought it was above his elbow. Is that near the shirt line, no?
No, the shirt. For the shirt line is, but it touch and blow up, Mike, if you look at your shirt.
It's another crappy handball for me.
He elbows it back out the road.
That's why. He elbows it back out the road because he thinks it's an at shirt line. No?
I think it's harsh as fuck. I just hate his handball. It's indirect free kick to me. For me, that's what I'm saying. Mike?
Indirect free kick.
Look, he's moved. He's moved it, innit? That's the difference, just because he's moved it.
If he hadn't moved his hand hot and well, you can argue, but he's actually moved it towards the bar, so...
Tell you.
you can tell by the player's reaction as well. He
didn't even offer up an argument, did he?
No.
McKenzie's made a mistake.
Man of match that game was Ryan Christie. He was absolute class. Fidgeting about
that. That's a penalty. Sorry. It's a penalty. Why is it near a pen?
Because it's near the box. Like,
of course it's in the box.
It ends in the box.
Doesn't matter if it ends in the box or not, Mike. A trip.
Defender is stunning on a line.
Yeah, but the attacker's not in the box.
He's in the box. Look at him.
Look for his 2 feet.
His feet. His knee's in the box.
His feet outside.
And the defender's foot is on a line. Why have they overturned that?
He's outside.
I thought it was clear and obvious. How is that clear and obvious? There's nothing clear and obvious about that.
You can't give a penalty if it's a free kick.
A ref gave a pen.
Again, but he's made a mistake because it's outside the box. That's clear and obvious. No, but you can't be giving free kick. You can't be giving penalties for free kicks.
But that's not a free kick. It's
it
a
is because it's outside the box.
He gave a penalty. So that's clearly outside the box.
It's outside the box.
Without a shadow of a doubt in your mind.
It's outside the box.
See, that's fucking nonsense, isn't it? There's no way that's clear and obvious.
But it's outside the box.
It's not clear and obvious.
But it doesn't matter if it's clear and obvious.
It is. Don't overturn a decision for the ref. You've got to be...
But you can't...
Clearly, ref's made a mistake. And there's no clear mistake here for me. It's 100% a foul, right?
I will never argue.
There's no argument about that. And you could argue... I don't even think it. I think it's mayor. It looks mayor in the box than outside the box.
It's outside the box.
Look for his fitters.
Look for his hot and throw first.
His fits near at least on the line here from the contacts made. So the both could be on the line. There's no clear obvious. There's no clear and obvious angle that tells you that Christie's outside the box and that he's outside the box. The defender's fits on the line. Look.
But he can't give a penalty if it's outside the box. Outside the box, he can't give a penalty.
He's in the line
a penalty.
But he can't give a penalty if it's outside the box.
But it's not outside the box yet.
It is outside the box because the contact happened outside the box.
How can you say it's outside the box?
Well, how can you say it's inside the box?
Well, I didn't care. That came 100%. But so you go with the referee's decision.
It's not a pen because it's not in the box.
Tell you.
I think it was a pen.
I think it was a pen. Now that's but the clear and obvious thing. That would be the decision.
I don't think there's enough to overturn it. Is there?
No.
There's not enough evidence here to overturn.
You see for the trip tuck's place, it's outside the box.
But it fits on the line though.
Aye, but the attacker's outside the box.
Is it? I don't care if you can say that. I think attacker, I think Christie's knee is over a line or on a line when he gets fouled. And I can't how they can look at it and say it's a clear mistake by the referee. It's so close to the line. The line is in. Mm-hmm. The ref is standing 2 yards for it and he's gave a penalty. How can VAR look at it and say if it's in a route? They don't care.
No.
So they've got to stick with the referee's decision.
Yep.
For me. I'm saying it's a pen. It should be a pen.
Should be a pen. Same here.
Yeah.
But not for me. It's outside the box.
Oh well,
should have made that majority. Hey?
I should have because a couple of weeks ago I'd have gone my way.
I think next season we'll maybe be up.
The burden of proof is high and I like it. It's like law here and it's like a criminal court.
It's a unanimous decision.
It's either not if it's not proven or not guilty, it's both acquittal.
Has a jury come to a decision for 100%
agreement? Yes. That'd be an agreed fact. So it's a high bar.
It's a high bar.
Which it should be. Court. We've never mentioned
Ken,
it.
Ken, we're in the realms of five sport, really. If that was Liverpool, you're on board with us three.
Nah.
Say that with a straight face, you can.
No.
You guys are part Ken, if you went moved somewhere again and you got a new group of pals and goes, so a straight face you cunt, folk would laugh. They look at you again
and they go,
you just called me a cunt.
Exactly. It's only in Scotland that you can call somebody a cunt and get away.
He's a good cunt. He's a bad cunt.
Speaking to Nair Court, for about OJ died this last week. I forgot to mention it to start.
It was actually quite good, like reminisce. Is reminisce the right word? But kind of like what happened when a car chase happened, how much folk was watching it? Something 80 million folk or someone was watching
crazy.
It on telly.
Absolutely crazy.
Like, brilliant. Like,
honestly, juice. It was on Sky News.
I remember.
24 hours.
It was
all BSB fucking dish back in
the yep.
Squaring.
I mean, watching a hell of the court, I watched the Hill case.
Court case.
Oh, I'd love it new, man. Because back then I was young. I really care who the fuck they were speaking about. Now I'd love it new. I'd be fucking straight here for my work. Right, boys, come on. Did
night. You see
OJ? It's up on the stand. It's a one dragon glove on.
On the chat. Did you boys watching this?
I know, exactly. Oh,
fuck. It's amazing.
Did you see Ruby Wax on the news? I mean, Finch, she interviewed him.
She interviewed him.
But Finch said, look, he got all noised up and he went, look, when he gets big, you can ask my one. She goes, I'll ask you once and that's it. Did you do it? And he went, no. And then it showed you footage after him, but she was like leaving. And he went,
you're off a top shelf. He had far too much hits to heed.
Didn't realize
his CTE.
Till I started fucking researching him.
He was a psychopath.
But some player, man.
Well, that's what I mean. I didn't realize how good a player he was.
He was George Best of his time in the NFL.
That's why he got into the movies and the hands as well, because he was so popular.
He was massive. He won the Heisman Trophy in the college as well.
Read all that the other day. But aye, lunatic. He definitely did it, didn't he?
I think this is your first running back to the 2,000 yards in a 14-game season.
14 games?
Aye. Ooh, but never, did he win any playoff games with Buffalo? Don't maybe one. But he never was near one.
Did he play with the fridge?
No, it was about four times. The fridge was
Bears. Bears, right.
But
he did it, didn't he?
Oh, he did it.
We'll never know.
Well.
Did he?
Who cares? It was corrupt cops that fucked it. They fucked it for themselves. They had enough evidence without planting evidence. To get a dream team.
Johnny Cochran. Johnny Cochran. You got my glasses.
If the glove does not fit, you must acquit. What a fucking line.
And,
And he's gone, is that you? And I'm like, aye, he's right.
He's like,
in the fit. OJ's sitting there thinking, come on, please.
The glove is like fit. Such an iconic, please.
But he's made an answer trying to fucking put it on, and he's going, you know, fucking.
It fit him like a glove a few months ago.
And he's waving it in the hair. And look, it's the fit. Look how tight it is.
He's bending his fingers when he's putting it in. So just going.
That was a massive mistake for the prosecution getting it with the
Just waiting, I'm getting like Margles.
Because even, got on. Even if it did fit, Ken, it's like a fucking gloves fit, aren't they? But the fuck, it was soaked in blood and shrunk. Fucking hell.
Johnny Cochran. You got Michael Jackson off after that. That's how good he was.
Kardashian. Rob.
The Jewish boy lawyer, I can't remember his name, Jerofitz or whatever. Because he was saying Abdi got it a dream team. He says it was a fucking nightmare team.
Was it
egos, Ken? These boys, the egos, they wanted the SY and they wanted to eat their
program. But even if you just simplify it, the huge car chase, an innocent man does not do that.
Aye, see, he thought he was fucked there. And then he thought, how am I going to do this? Well, I've millions of pounds. Let's get the best fucking defence team you've ever seen in your life.
About 100 cop cars.
But he was pals with Kardashians. Him and his missus were pals with the Kardashians. And he was one of their lawyers. And then they were split because the wifey, I think the Kardashian wifey thought he didn't. But her husband was defending him. And that was their pal.
Because she was slagging him the other day, wasn't she?
I was a massive court case. And another biggest court case I remember growing up was Louise Woodwardine. Louise Woodward with the baby shaking, America.
It rings a bell.
It was on TV all the time. It was the baby shaking thing.
It does ring a bell. Like, I can't find a Google it. I'll recognise her face.
Right, fine time. We'll speak about
speaking about cunts.
Speaking about cunts, we'll go to Wank of the Week. Oh, sorry. Person we would dislike this week. Who wants to go first? Will I go with mine?
Go on, Ann.
Mine's Nicholas Jackson, Chelsea forward, for the whole carry on last night with regards to the penalty. Hasn't he seen a penalty last season, is he?
Palmer's there's a reason.
Palmer's
for he's fighting.
Transfer list for me.
Yeah. 4-0 up or 4-0 at time?
Transfer list.
And what, score a goal? What, score another in?
I'd be physically fucking pushing each other. It's not a good look.
No,
but she wasn't happy.
I was going to hear my wanker away, but Nick is what? Because his hairdo. Then he scored 2 goals last season or whatever, and he's got a white stripe with a fucking blue bit in your hair. Do you have a few fucking 30 goals?
30 goals, look at me.
Aye.
2 goals.
A hairdo like that when you've fucking men's last season.
Terrible. Do you want to get a game of 2-man pod?
Looking at men's hair too much nowadays.
Maybe,
goes into for his gun and just, I'm not wanting this.
I just don't understand. Like, even at our shitey level, he's a pen taker and that's it.
Andy Kens.
That's it.
And if he's out there in the park, he's talking it.
It's just a mate. He scored 3. He's all getting a goal bonus.
It was right at Dale Alli. He said, none of them wanted to tick it when it was a 94th minute against Man United.
Exactly.
But with a 4-0 up and an easy game, I'll take it.
Exactly.
If I was a fucking argument, so he'd all. Good point.
Spelt kids.
It's just money. A joke, like you're saying. You're not the pen taker. You've got no argument here. Go away. And at least Gallagher did come in.
You'd expect a captain.
You behave.
It was Silva came in and Armin put the two of them together. Heat together and get yourself sorted.
But I'm in a keen opinion. The keen goes, I don't mind folk D and stuff as long as they can back it up. Can. So if you get a haircut like that, fine. But score 20 goals.
He's terrible.
Yeah, he's no good.
Good finish.
Good finish for his goal, man.
He's no good. Come off though, is he?
Chelsea coming on, though.
She's fairly getting better. Last week.
You did say that last week.
I've noticed the last 3 sort of games are signs.
I find it's something like Mudrich is starting to play.
I like that fullback. I didn't really like Gusto Boy. I started Googling some of their players. I didn't care. He's only 20.
They're coming on a bit of a game. Poch seems to have got him going a wee bit better.
Next season
be like big. A team.
They spent all that billions, and you look at their team, that a lot of them have come up through the academy.
Okay, the young lads.
Had boys at the head like Chelsea. They bought a man. Nay, it's like the Chelsea product, but they were bought in and playing like 21s and loaned out. And now, it's weird.
Nicholas Jackson.
I think they might be decent next year.
It might be potential.
They'll have to be, because I think a big points deduction is coming there next season.
All right.
Same thing. Chef, what's your wanker of the week?
Saka.
Oof. Saka?
Saka? He's the most unoffensive.
Fed up on.
What?
Cheat.
Oh, diving.
Blatant cheat. I was looking back over us last few games and he's nearly cheated in every single game for his diving. For sticking his leg out, diving. And another thing that's fucking really pissing me off with him. Every time he's subbed, limps.
He limps.
He limps.
I'll need to watch for that.
Oh, substitute him. Oh, I've got a hammy.
I'm going to take my off because I'm playing shite.
Now, next I'm shite. Well, he is shite. He's miles ahead. He's even ahead Freuden.
Saka is a good player.
he is. But he's a hand Foden and he's a hand and
Palmer.
Palmer.
Aye. I think he is.
For that slot in England's team.
Fucking hell. He plays more on the right though.
Again, but still. But somebody else.
Exactly. I'll hear that side.
No, I think he will, but he's really starting to hawk me off. Just play your football, mate.
Aye.
For about the decision last week, I spoke about Champions League game.
Should have scored.
He dived.
No. Pen. Hamba. Oh.
Armbar?
Keeper. Kicked it.
Oh, it was penalty.
Penalty. Stonewall penalty. Stonewall penalty.
Not a chance. That's a penalty.
100%.
It's not a penalty.
It is.
Silly if they give a pen for that. He's just giving him a bar out of their side. He could have threw it. He passed it.
He put his hand down.
Game on.
And then lift his hand and passed it like a pass. And he's picked up.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they're not trying to get any advantage. It was just he's just keen to tuck it for outside, Ken.
Boys, start fucking hammering for him.
Clutching at straws, I like
that. It's a good point.
Right.
Ben.
Doug.
It was going to be Scheffler, because he doesn't give a fuck about golf. He's the best. It's just like, I just want to get him. It doesn't matter. So that was not, it was not him, because I thought... But it can't be anybody else but Philip Clement for any shocking cowies.
Yeah, you go back to Scheffler. You can't say he doesn't give a fuck.
But he just goes.
It's his demeanour.
I don't care. Like, I'll just be the same person whether I win 100 of them. It's just
family and God.
You
can tell he's.
But that's a great mentality, hey, isn't it? Because it doesn't mean that much.
Just give him a summon, though. You've just won a Masters.
But he's a big roar for me, won it, Ken? He was emotional, like. Nah, I go along with that. But carry on.
Clement, it had to be Clement. Now, a tempered ex, I thought, he looks a respectful guy, and I thought, I'll wait and see. And then obviously he said he went in and saw him, but still, end of the game, the boy's done a job on you. Shark his fucking hand. Whether you're fuming or no, you got shark hands, don't you?
Totally agree.
Mass.
I can't.
I can't, you're not caring, but if somebody didn't do that to you,
you'd be fuming.
I genuinely wouldn't give a fuck.
One up in you and you
I would, aye. I wouldn't care if they didn't shock my hand.
No?
Knocks
me off.
I liked it because there was just a couple of comments and like, on a fan, you're always fuming if your team's got beat, and I thought, Mass will eventually say something and just, but hang him. and I actually typed to you, maybe saying hang him, but then I'll just turn into a tit for tat and I'm just going to leave it.
I was criticism of him for an a shark and a hand, right? So I was fair enough. I'm going to say that, and I can quite see for it's coming through. Then I was another dig. Then another dig. I was like, fuck me, hang him, kid. Jesus, he didn't shark somebody's hand. Fucking get him in the fucking.
Well, he's.
This is a shit that I watch on YouTube. Then I judge me. medieval wise they used to kill folk.
Oh,
right?
Nasty bastards.
Folk inside like a copper cow.
Heat it up.
And bile it for the bottom.
Ooh.
Fucking Jesus.
I come and see
God. It's on YouTube. Honest to fuck.
That's difficult.
I was a TV programme.
Was it?
Some executions.
Yeah.
There's
another one, right? You sit in a seat and there's like a garret, something beginning with golf. And you fucking, they put a thing around your neck and it's like a spike at the back of your neck and they just ticking it up.
Oh.
It's an all French thing or something.
And eventually just clean through.
Well. Ken, how the kind of fence doing it, the seats at the show ring for you've got to point a bit like that. Put somebody either side of that and put weights on your leg. And eventually you just snap in two.
Fucking <you. laughs> why did Wallace get that hung
quartered?
Yeah, And I'm not squeamish like that. I don't think I could do that to somebody.
We've just hung him.
Some gay lads doing it.
Let's hawk him up and then pull him a henna horse.
William Wallace getting that. They wanted him to say freedom. If that was me, freedom. As soon as I seen your thing coming to Hackman, freedom! Definitely no, they didn't want him to say freedom, did they? They wanted to say mercy! That's what he shouted. It was freedom. I'm the outbreak. I'm the outburst. No way I could be William Wallace. Seems the captured man. I'm like, I'm sorry.
It was to me. It was to me. It made my dear.
He killed my wife. Yeah, you spit me in the yard.
He's deflected well for Clement here, didn't he?
Clement to William Wallace.
No, because he'd always will I buy into William Wallace. But yeah, that was him. So it was. Because I was happy for Don Cowie, not just because it was Rangers, but he's doing a good job up there. Big win.
This is fit, I don't understand. Aye. You should have worked Rangers.
I know, you were straight in with that, you know, but Don's are safe. You heard it here first. Aye. That's a two-bump on guarantee.
I would have said if Ross County'd lost that game, you're definitely safe. But they knew, like.
No.
5 points, and you've still to play him away from him in the last game of the season, could be.
And it means nothing.
You're hoping. I'll give Ross County a heap of confidence, though.
Oh, aye.
Bounty day. They don't feel like they can beat anybody now.
I still stand by St John's to end up in the playoffs.
We'll see.
Time will tell.
It's good that you're confident. I wouldn't be that confident now. Like, I still think Aberdeen will bite up, but if I was an Aberdeen fan, I would be slightly worried. Like,
although I did enjoy that result the weekend, it wasn't a good either. From an Aberdeen point of view.
No, it was not. It just shows you how much they hate Rangers. They'd rather see their team battle relegation style.
I'm wanting to see Ross County
Rangers get beat.
I'm wanting to see Ross County bide up.
Aye,
it's good for the league because I work with boys that are fed up on it, and they said they get to like watch a few games a season.
A lot of folk that like come to the county. I like county.
Do you like going up?
I've been up a couple of times.
You like to change your Scottish team?
No way.
I just seen somebody supporting County England. I'll learn a minute. It's cool you supporting Rangers.
I know if I run.
Is that acceptable?
Has he moved to Dingwall?
He's up at neck of the woods, isn't he?
Is he? Mad as
was that been meld? he's a Ross County fan now.
Oh. He's definitely a Rangers fan.
Definitely a Rangers fan.
I think we've got a photo of him with a mug.
He's based in Inverness, so I presume he's just going to watch his local team.
So you accepting me as an Aberdeen fan if I move to Aberdeen?
No.
Exactly. No way.
Exactly.
No.
It's maybe different, Gunfey, the old firm to a smart club.
I can maybe see a bit of a point in that.
I'm sure he'll.
Well, that's what I would be there.
Fuck Rangers. Sick of this, Connor.
You've got to change your wank of the week. Fuzz, yours, Mass.
Turtle Hatton. He's just a fud, is he?
He's just 100%.
Just a fucking. Just a two. He blames him but himself, Ken. It's never as him, it's Tina bad stroke. It's Ken, the weather, or Ken, you see him if he tucks a putt and he misses, he starts moaning about how much breaker was. You've read it wrong, you fucking prick. I seen a clip of it, wasn't that a Masters? And he was cunting and swearing and shouting. And he said Tina Bad bounce, but a bounce just followed the trajectory of why the ball landed. Is that even Mark says? It just followed it. Was that bad bounce?
Just put it down the rough.
Just before he put it. I've never liked him.
You don't like him.
He's getting worse, I think.
Since he's went to live, he's getting worse because he can get away with it because the daft.
That filter out.
Aye.
I don't mind his sweet again. It's just like. You wouldn't want to play golf with somebody like
that. He'd put you off.
No. He's just fucking.
Better off gunning himself.
Aye. It's like Dunk throwing about his wedges.
Aye, I think so. The reason why I don't really hate him because he does remind me of me a bit.
I wouldn't want to play golf with somebody like that. I've got a bad temper, but I never threw a boot clubs and fucking lost my head at golf. Maybe inside,
internally.
I can't mind ever throwing a club or. Because you've got to think about boys who are going to beat you, Ken.
Aye.
The fire playing we.
I can, I'm sure.
Because you mark folk uncomfortable, Ken.
You do, aye.
Yep.
That's why Gallnuts flitted last minute.
Got a bit of worse comfort in our season.
Right, Mug of Truth this week?
Yep.
The Mug of Truth.
For who wants to go with Erin? Why go with mine, Ian?
Go on, Ian.
So it was somebody sent through a message to a group chat we've got by accident this week. So it kind of made me think, oh, that scene. So is it acceptable to text somebody in the house to say, supper's ready, or are you up, blah, blah?
If you're in the same house.
If you're in the house.
It happens in our house all the time.
What? Seriously? What?
All the time. Mia's phoned me and I'm in the shower.
No.
They're joking.
A disciplinarian like you, you need to get out of here.
I'm not a disciplinarian.
No?
No, I'm a fuck. Mom's disciplinarian. I just
that's phoning.
Nah. Nah, shit.
Leo does it.
Does he?
Does it to Lisa. Can you bring us, can I get a snack?
To be fair, Morgan's, now she's up.
It's not come out!
It's been admitted, so I be as
well. Always get me first.
It's like fucking Dear Deirdre in a podcast. Like,
same with
confessions.
Same with the Alexa. Alexa, drop it in Leo's bedroom or Erin's bedroom. What's the supper already? Didn't you scum?
Too far. Way too far.
Oh, it's handy.
I send memes to a wife and she's sitting right next to me. Can't I explain a meme?
Oh, but you sure?
You could show on the phone. Nah, sure. It's funny if you text her. Because that seems a wife-husband memes.
You're the king of the memes. That horse in the night was fucking hilarious. Take a wind out my sails.
But you text the meme and sit and stare to see if you get a reaction.
I fucking read our message.
I'm like that.
You on Instagram? Go on Instagram.
Check you. I've told you on Instagram. Go check.
Look at it. It's funny.
You see the name of the two gorillas and the gorilla keeps touching the gorilla's ears and it keeps whacking his hand away, mucking a noise. They just got husband, wife next to it. Shit like that.
Trying his wheel. The in for a gorilla tweaks in the nibble. Husband, wife, romance. Husband trying to be romantic, just to tweak in the nipple. Fucking brilliant.
You know, obviously, you have got too big a house to fucking.
I don't know.
To shout, can. Supper's ready!
But if they're in the West Wing and you're in the East, it's fucking difficult.
Oh, these lads in mansions.
Oh, they were like East Wing, West Wing. That's how I've marked my fuse board. East Wing sockets. West Wing sockets.
Tell you what.
East Wing, West Wing. He's driving a fucking
central,
Porsche.
Central sockets. I have got, because mine's. My house is in an eight shape, Ken. So I wired a circuit and one, Ken, the two lines each, and then in the middle. So
middle base.
Fine to separate them. Look at
east, west, easy, the core.
Aye, the core.
But unacceptable to text, just phone or.
Nah, it's fine. Wait, if you've got modern technology, use it.
Aye.
Use it to your advantage.
Mark's life easier.
Aye, 100%.
Growing up playing fat band, now you heard was. Somebody getting shouted in for supper.
The West Bling.
I think it's your mum. Oh, fuck.
Andy, shh. No, it's your dad.
That's fuck. We're in trouble now.
Mum's tried for half an hour again.
Fuck. If that's Dunk's dad shouting to get him, I better get him for much.
I used my feather shouting and I was in the top of the school reef.
Oh, you're like a massive panic.
Oh, shit.
If he sees me, I am dead.
PD there!
Shit.
You cannot explain that, can you?
Nah, you can't.
Here's a hoons. Used to hide in the fucking.
Thompson used to hide in the reef. Unfindable.
Or if you kicked the bar and he was playing Wall
in the courtyard.
In the courtyard, you're like, oh. Fuck's sake.
I'm trying to think why he was in the courtyard because you had to get out. That was the problem, getting out.
But they greased the top of the drain.
With the black grease.
Then there was a biggie inside the gym door at the back.
Aye.
Used to get up here. Used to climb up between the wall and they covered it up, man. You couldn't get up.
Couldn't get up.
Do all this ninja warrior stuff. It'd be easy now, wouldn't it?
Aye.
Kids nowadays.
These lads.
See the height of them is nowadays. Just up in the gutters and away.
But when you got in that centre courtyard, you felt like you'd broken into school.
But you was out worried.
How did you get out there?
Can I get back?
Climbing up the windowsill.
Climbing up the drain pipe. It was not easy.
For me, mate. I was never in.
I was up in the school reef. Up in the Jim Hall reef. I was never.
Never going to courtyard.
No way. Never get out.
Could get stuck in there.
Stuck in there.
Monday morning. Johnny coming out.
You had a mobile phone to phone your dad.
Ron Fordyce coming to get you.
But even if you did get a mobile phone, you'd rather sit here for 3 days and phone your parents.
Just text, I'm all okay, I'm alive.
Pictures on the phone.
I'll see you Monday.
Come to the courtyard again.
My picture is already in the fucking milk.
Mine was one night Thompson hid up in that reef for about for 10 hours. Till eventually Abdi was back going, well, fuck knows where he is. And then he just appeared.
Aye, hares and hoons.
The kids do that new shed? Hares and hoons,
did they heal a fucking turret?
Did they?
Fucking squads of bastards.
Aye. Oh, no, strict boundaries.
Boundaries.
Oh, need to catch.
Nail out past Westbury and they past the meadows.
Aye, unreal.
Need to catch somebody for 10 seconds. What did you say?
Cato, the biggest cheat ever. Every time. Hi, you've not caught me.
Aye. You're hugging into the boy's jumper.
Ripping it off.
Stretch, dude.
You could never catch Steve, could you? Steve, the ultimate.
He just punch you.
Aye, just punch you.
Get a hug of him. Sticks of heat in you.
Yeah, well, I'm not catching him.
What did you do? It's a good feeling though, freeing boys.
Oh,
it's a team you all night to catch boys, and then you freed him up.
Freed him up.
That was game over.
Abdi shouting, here's Thompson! Dodging Abdi, because at that point Thompson was a big streak of piss in, way quicker than Abdi else.
Good night.
Aye, so, not acceptable to text.
Fucking having a piece of the kid, Jesus.
Fudge it for sure, shit.
What record holders are there out in the world that didn't realise they're record holders?
Oof.
Give you an example.
Okay.
You might be the record holder for eating crisps and you didn't ken it. So how much of that records are out there? Ken?
I'm thinking of a record straight away.
Go on.
World record! Without a shadow of a doubt! I ken it, so it doesn't work.
Eh?
I ken.
Aye.
You said it.
Oh, yeah, I ken.
Some of these.
What is it? I was only joking.
Some of these lads in these tribes and that, they must have some.
I ken, like, run fucking a marathon every day for 3 years or something. Ken some of these boys, and didn't even ken they've broke a world
record. Rough and a three bedroom house, I've got a record for. Tidy job, and
Ken, there's bound to be folk who has done mega things and need to realise it's a world record.
Aye.
Like Sherpas.
Like so next 35e, 4 minutes. A car.
Aye.
And a car, aye.
So, fit record, do you reckon you've got?
I reckon they can measure it, but I'd probably eat the smelliest farts.
Aye. Nice.
Aye.
And the smell meter.
Smell. How do they judge
smell? How quickly can you clear out a room with a fart?
Mine's probably biggest shit.
Aye. I'd have came, like, there's been a few occasions.
Probably. Up with a stick.
There's been a few occasions I've ripped my ears with a shit, like.
Aye.
You wipe in and go, oh, fuck.
Mine's probably one of the biggest cunts a woman's ever met. And I stand by it.
Mine's used the most amount of toilet roll to wipe my ass.
Aye, definitely. That is too bad bod fuck.
I've been through a roll and then into the next thing. Hudding on to a shite for the longest game.
Oh,
for it's actually crippling pain for you driving through or anything else apart from how much you want to shit.
No.
I've been in that state for an hour.
But have you ever been constipated?
I've never
constipated. They had to get a doctor up a house and shove a fucking thing up your ass.
Did they shove up your ass?
Suppository.
Oh,
I think. It made my shit anyway, but fuck. It was safe. Honestly. It was like fucking a brick. Oh my
was
God.
It?
So sure.
Father's got the biggest penis. Somebody in the world has got the biggest penis.
A natural.
In the deck end.
The deck end.
We can't have got a chance. Same way otherwise, somebody's got his smartest penis and they didn't again, but they can't have got a chance.
Well, I have not got either. So I can't, that's not for me. Because I've seen a lot of penises.
Speaking of me, I mean, I hear a story about a wifey who went to America and she's obviously, she likes shitting in her own toilet. So she went to a holiday in America and she never pooped once the time she was over there.
How long was she here for?
12 weeks.
Oh no.
That's impossible.
Aye, it's impossible.
You'd be dead or something.
I'd be shit coming out your
poisoning or something.
Aye. Shit would build up so much it would start coming out your mouth.
Aye.
I think that's a medical fact.
Aye. I've got the quickest time to change the radio station when a song comes on.
You can masturbate so on 10 seconds.
It's like half a note, a half a millisecond of the first note, and I've got it turned to her because I can adapt like that song.
Is that right? Well, I'm similar if I drop money.
Hits you the button.
You do to pick it up and it hits you the button. Yeah. That's a bit like Conlane, is it? Oh, it is.
Fit, would you go, if you was going in, you bet, Fit would be your thing? Can obviously, it's like a world record kind of thing.
That's the sound of their mug of truth.
Oh, it? Sorry, I only go. For sure, it's massive.
No. That could be mine. That could be mine.
Mine be intros, music intros.
First note.
You'd be good at that. Mike versus Shazam.
You are dating?
I do, it's good.
Do you beat Shazam?
Oh, why?
Shazam even?
Shazam, hi, any brother.
I'd care if it mine would be.
I've got nine.
No?
Mine would be murderer, weapon used, and
detective master.
How many he's killed?
Mine would be hells in a Tour de France.
You'd be you're a roadmap. That's what you are.
You could just do like the gradient, and you can for hell it was.
Ken, I like his wheels. You've ever seen our boys on YouTube for the I can't mind Fitz card for the drop you somewhere in the world.
Geo mapping.
Ah,
that's brilliant. Unbelievable, that guy's. So they just get a picture for a clip a second, they go, okay. And then they go in the world map and they think, it looks like it's going to Australia.
And they find it.
And they find it within a couple of miles.
Fucking Jesus.
Some folk are like 100 miles out, but some folk are like fucking a mile out. And you're like, it looks like Red Mountains in Colorado. And
That's just street signs. It looks at such and such.
Like a bang. I think it's there. Aye, sure. Nibbler.
Yeah, straight away. Aye?
Easy.
Geomapping.
Geomapping in
our competitions.
It's not because they've been there, it's because they can that, well, it's a hill, it looks like a Scottish hill.
Aye. They can, or colour ground. They could,
there's no way.
Aye. Nah.
Honestly, it's mental.
I reckon I could geomap northeast of Scotland.
No, I think you could.
I couldn't. See, I bite here, but Ad Boys can do it anywhere in the world.
Aye.
It's mental, like it's crazy.
I need to watch this.
There's one boy, it's really, really good.
I can't mind his name. He's fucking. He's got his place in Africa, and he was like a mile out, and I was like, "How the fuck did he?"
Or there's a road here, and there's a water route there, so it'll be there. Look at the map; it should be there.
Boom. Should be there. Bang, bang.
How do you?
And then it tells you.
How do you say like how difficult it's got to be, Ken? Like a challenge, Ken? Because some of how many of you bet you like, fuck, I could do that. But some like, oh my god, Ken, how did they decide?
Pull in the airplane.
Ken, like, that's hard. Well, maybe not for you, but. No, you get out of time. Mike, I'm sorry for it. That's all
right. Marcy's even like, paint a shade within an hour or something.
I'm watching a wife paint a shade within an hour.
Fits your remus.
Mine is that it's more a story.
All right.
Then I'm a good truth.
Okay.
So I like a Costa coffee, right? So I've been working at Muggy Moss for a fit.
10 year?
9 year. At least maybe 2-3 times a week, I stop at the filling station. So beep. Come out of Muggy Moss, you're coming out roundabout, came for a hotel. Is it Marriott?
It's Marriott the Dice Hotel.
Be turned right to go bypass through Dice.
Aye.
Your first right after beep, beep, that beep, beep. Is a station in there. So that's where I go from a Costa coffee.
Aye.
So it goes down there, goes up the machine. It's the same boy. Again, it's almost like fucking we're pals. So it goes down there, went to the Costa machine, but it was bleeping. I heard it bleeping. It's maybe not right, but it was the screen was fine. So I pressed the buttons and it was off. It was fine. Latte, large cup, and it goes, starts pouring. I thought, we're in the business. Half a cup, it pours me. I'm like, that's no fucking excuse. So I goes up the counter with this boy. He goes, I'd only give him half a cup. He goes, is it? Was I? It's all right. So he goes in, he checks the milk, and the milk's fucking near full to the brim. So he goes and gets a big thing of milk, two of them, pours them in at the same time. He goes, my aim process all my snare milk like that. That milk's nearly full, can't but I think it's saying anything because I reckon nothing about Costa machines. And then he opens the top and there's not a fucking bean in the top of the fucking thing. And so he puts in the coffee and the bleeping stops straight away. And I was like, aye, obviously that's it. But I can't see as you opened it, Ken. So he goes, that's it, good. And I goes, okay, that's fair enough. And he goes, so I says, oh, there's no large cups. There was no large cups left. And he goes, oh, you pay for half of this. I goes, half that coffee. He goes, yeah, you pay for half of this. I goes, no, I'll just tell her, I'll use a regular. I'm not wanting a large. I don't need a large. I'll have a regular. He goes, oh, okay, no, brother. You pay for a regular, I pay for half of the big cup that I'm paying for. And I goes,
no.
Mate, I'm not paying for that. I says, no, just because it's half a coffee.
It's not a coffee.
It's not a coffee because it's given my milk and no beans. He goes, no, you hate to pay for half of that.
Oh, now we've got a stand on.
I goes, no. I says, I'm not paying for half of that. I says, I'll put a regular. I'll pay you for the regular. And you can pour that down the sink. Aye. I says, I'm not paying for that. He goes, oh, no, you'll have to pay for half of it. I says, mate, I'm not paying for that. I says, Ken, no chance, like. He goes, all right, and he fucking huffed like fuck. Ken, all right, and I goes, well, I'm not needing a regular on it either. So I just stormed out of the shop. That's me. Never, ever, ever going back to that. 8 years I've been going there twice a week. I'm never ever going back to that filling station for a Costa ever again.
Rightly so.
In the middle of Dice.
I'll go there.
So I went there and got my fucking. I got a large
Did you tell a story?
Did tell a story?
So I got him and tell a wife. And I'm like, I was so sure I was in the right. I said, I'm wanting some backup here. So tell him a story. So he goes, you need to pay for half of it.
No way. That's a divorce.
Well, she didn't actually say that. But she never backed. She never backed you. Like you boys, the man goes, oh, no.
You're waiting immediately.
Right. Like you boys just did. They're like, she's like, maybe.
Jesus.
Then it got me doubting my heat. Should I have paid half of it? And I'm like, no.
Am I going to go back here? No, I'm not.
Because I have to explain to her, it's there. Half a coffee, it's a fucking. Aye. It was a half a cup of milk.
You wouldn't pay
for half what?
And you can't go back. You stormed out, so you can't go back.
Yeah.
You wouldn't pay for half. No way am I going back.
Relationship is ruined.
I'd rather jump under a fucking forklift at work than go back to that shop.
Man of principle, I love it.
I'm going to go back.
You've told me. Forget.
I never filled up a fuel there because dear fucker. Because I'd just be in the road.
I'm not going there now.
I went there for a Costa. That's without fail.
Right, so he's
I
done.
I stopped going there because I was in there Sunday morning. I was taking a lane out to work.
Aye.
And the milk must have been for the night before. Sewer. Stopped going there. So I've got to go to the Co-op.
Co-op and Dice. That's what I'm going. Oh, Muggy Moss, aye. I could go there as well. But you're not actually supposed to turn right.
You're not allowed to do that.
I've did it a few times, but you're not supposed to.
Not allowed to.
No. It's just, Ken, if you're going to Dice, you can't turn right here. You'd have to go and do some sort of U-turn
and
come back and
go to the traffic lights at the Wood End Bar and come back in.
That's too much.
That's too much.
So you just turn about turn.
It's half a combo.
But I was right near to pay for a half.
No, definitely.
No way. It's like asking for a pint of lager and then kind of kiss. This must be into the barrel. It's half a thing of heat here. You'll pay for that, will you?
Fucking no chance.
But the reason I've told you about the hell thing of going there twice a week for 8 years, I've got a lot of love with the boy. He can't seem to talk me piss.
He's let you do.
And he did a massive huff. I wouldn't have paid for it. I goes, well, fuck.
He's taking liberties.
He's
here,
a company man. He's obviously a company man. Well, I bet you he owns a shoppy, and I bet he gets charged the cost of for that poor lot because he registered.
Registered the machine, aye.
But fuck,
he took a liberty here.
Fuck him, mum. He should be keeping in top of his maintenance his machines.
It's his own fault. He's lost four customers.
Definitely, and if anybody else is listening, and I'm going home to tell Lisa, so she's not getting on there either. No, you're not.
Let's boycott this place.
Spread the word, folks.
Spread the word.
Right, fantasy update. In fifth position, Greg Buchan, 2048 points. In fourth position, Ricky Christie, 2054 points. In third position, Brian McKinnon, 2066 points. In second position, Sarah Strachan, 2068 points. And in first position, Scott Wisely, and 2070 points.
Sarah
Strachan. So, say Scott Wisely in first position. That's about it. We'll move on to buy me a coffee.
Well, first thing is Sarah Strachan.
Sarah Stewart.
Sarah Stewart. You
fucking get it done wrong and muted the song.
How are we getting on, Mike?
Shed's 130th. I'm 62 and Mass is 48.
It's a fair jump.
Well done, Moss. 20 points between us.
Did I say last week? I'll catch him.
20 points. There's 20 points between us last week.
Can I catch you now, mate?
No.
No. I should try higher though.
You're up to 130 though. It's a jump by 20 places. You had 109 points this week.
Aye.
That's a good
great week.
That's a good week.
Captain. Well, he didn't have captain. He didn't vice captain.
Tony
was captain, but he didn't play, so he got it.
Fucking stroke of luck.
Absolutely. 50 odd points.
Nearly like me.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I'd find a bottle of boobs and couldn't shoot my thumb.
Palmer had more points for US game week than you've had in a hell game week ever.
Okay. I should have triple captained him.
Have you used all your thingies, Mike?
No.
You your bench boost, but you? Was that much points in your bench?
No, 10, Holland. Rest in zero.
I've got in my bench boost and my triple captain still to use.
Have you?
Aye.
I've still my
triple captain. Triple captain will be used this weekend.
I used my triple captain quite well. That my fault was, but he scored an assist.
It's Walkins, or something.
Walkins, I think it was.
Double game week us next week, so I'll probably use it this weekend.
Aye, I've got a Nana, maybe.
Father got in Sheffield United and somebody.
God, I mean.
Norton Forest. Good stuff. Buy me a coffee. Got a couple of buy me a coffees this week. One for Gary Conn. He's bought 5 coffees for us. Hope this gets you lads to donate to my charity run and Mass stands up to his words of £1 per mile. Aiming well for over 100. So he's doing 100 miles.
You know,
for
Rooney. Rooney running track,
Rooney running track on the 21st of June, Dooney Road here at Tira.
21st of June?
June, is a 24 hour run.
Oh, of course, the longest day of the year.
Is that what it is? So he's.
Well, the longest day of the year, but longest light.
Aye. Equinox.
Because every day's the same.
Yeah, 24 hours. So he's in a 24 hour run in Edo Ronald McDonald House, Glasgow.
Aye. That's a good day. Yeah. We used that. Like.
Aye. So they provide hospital care and that for kids and that.
When you're doing Glasgow, the big hospital neighbour Govan, there's a like a place right aside it, but you don't have to pay for it, Ken. So like a charity run.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
and they put you up if you need, like if your kid's in and you need to stay there.
Yeah.
Used it a couple of nights.
So Gary's using Gary's sister and her partner used it when I think the bairn was diagnosed with a brain tumour.
Nice one, well done.
So he's doing it for them.
Good cause. Running round the den for 24 hours. Fuck that.
We'll go do
that's definitely worth sponsoring.
We'll go do it in club for a minute.
We're a lot. We're in Germany.
Aye.
I'll go do it.
I will be in Germany.
You represent.
I'll go do and represent. I'll go get a cheer on.
Aye. I'm sure we'll all chip in.
I'll come do
a deck, good sponsor.
Deck cheer and watch.
Aye. And also, Ian Milne's bought us 3 coffees.
Oh, cheers, Ian.
Thanks for donating to my friends of Anchor Fundraiser, lads. The first 10K is on Sunday before the Run Geary is in April. And the Beast Race in September, so technically you're due me 20 quid. I bought 4 coffees, but £4 a drink. I'm needing alcohol in the uni Starbucks. That, and we didn't need to give Shed caffeine, his shite's enough as it is. Shameless plug for anyone who else who can donate to me. I'm doing an extra 10K for every month before September. That my target is met, and we're all on our way. And I didn't need it, do it anyway. That's what I say. And no, I didn't do it anyway. And yes, even 5K is a big deal. So cheers, lad. Great crack every week. So.
10K is definitely below the sponsor program.
I've seen you do it and did it the weekend.
I didn't
take it. B&J run.
Aye, so.
Aye, well done, Ian.
Well cheers for coffee.
Well done, spiel.
Good course.
Pound a word.
Oh, no. I've gone off.
Or give Mike an English lesson.
That's the closest you'll ever get that bite for Mike.
I've been winding him up all night, so you've just
bit of an edge.
Stay hot, mate. Steered.
So, lads, what's your plans this week? Who gives a fuck? He is right.
No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go? No me moleste mosquito, let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home?